see. And now the starting lineup for your Midland Rockhounds. Leading off for the Rockhounds, the second baseman, number 9, Cooper Bowman. Batting second, the third baseman, number 13, Drew Smith. Batting third, the center fielder, number 29, Denzel Clark. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 24, J.J. Schwartz. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 33, Shane McGuire. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, number 22, Lazaro Armenteros. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 10, Aiden Trinkle. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 8, Johnny Butler. Batting ninth, the shortstop, number 6, Max Muncy. And taking the mound tonight, your Rockhounds, number 34, Ryan Houston. Get on your feet, fans, for the Midland Rockhounds mascot, Rocky
Welcome to Rockhounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockhounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
The teams of the Texas League coming off a four-day All-Star break. Terrific All-Star game, by the way. And so we come back and walked into the office today and just kind of sat and had a great little checklist that was going to try to get done before the start of the ball game. And then it appears that today has been a rather momentous day in terms of roster moves. The Oakland A's have made 9 changes to the Rockhounds roster. It is, of course, that time of year. Hounds are by no means the only team. A good number of the clubs across the league have made multiple changes. This, of course, on the All-Star break, and that's a good chance to shuffle people around a little bit if that's what you have in mind. And the A's indeed have promoted 3 members of the Rockhounds that you just can't possibly, no way, no how can you begrudge them. They are so deserving. And in doing so, well, I'm not sure I've ever seen quite so much offense taken out of a lineup as we have just seen. Brett Harris, Daryl Hernandez, and Lawrence Butler are all now members of the Las Vegas Aviators of the Pacific Coast League. And again, that is, boy, absolutely positively the heart of the Rockhounds order. But again, that's what this whole deal is about, is to develop players and to move them up. Of course, a couple of former Rockhounds will make their big league debut on this evening. Back-to-back in the batting order, by the way, for Oakland in the ballgame coming up on the West Coast. Tyler Soderstrom and Zach Geloff, congratulations to both. Two of the outstanding prospects for the Oakland A's. And, of course, just the way things are with the A's, it's been a struggle of a year. And that will open the door for a lot of guys. Tyler and Zach found it interesting. Vince Catronio, the outstanding radio voice of the A's, was just before the break saying that he really thought that Tyler and Zach would be there, just didn't know when. Well, the when is now. So there have been a bundle of moves made. Again, Brett Harris, Daryl Hernandez, Lawrence Butler, now with the Las Vegas Aviators. A very high prospect, a young man, Max Muncy, shortstop, has been promoted from Lansing. He is in the starting lineup this evening, along with Caden Trinkle, who will play right field for the Hounds. Tyler Baum, who has just been lights out of the Lansing bullpen, has joined the Rockhounds as well. And the other addition, almost, boy, don't mean to leave anybody out, Jack Winkler, an infielder, has also joined the Rockhounds from Lansing. Not in the starting lineup, but Jack Winkler now is on the roster. Pitcher Charles Hall has been reassigned now down to Lansing of the Midwest League, and Brian Howard has been released, and we'll touch on that over the course of this game or sometime over the course of the weekend. One of the really, really good guys is Brian Howard, and he's, from what we understand, he's going to become the pitching coach at Texas Christian University. But again, one of the really good guys, and can't help but just wish Brian all the very best. All of that being said, the Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers are going to play some baseball. It is a short three-game series, one of only two of those on this schedule. The first weekend of the season way back in April was a three-gamer, and now this one, which of course wraps up the All-Star Week. From here on out, by the way, it'll be a half-dozen six-game series. Did I say half-dozen? It's nine, by the way. There we go. Make it nine six-game sets beginning this coming Tuesday. But for this weekend, it is a three-game set between the Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers. Tulsa, Double-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, they were right in the thick of it, a two-team race absolutely all the way in the first half of the North Division. Arkansas did pull away late in that first half, so the Drillers, despite having the second-best overall record in the league, they're 46-35 overall, had a bit of a struggle of it down the stretch, visiting with Dennis Higgins, my great colleague and friend, the radio voice of the Drillers. Tulsa losing 19 of their last 30 after that terrific start. They're 11 over for the season are the Drillers coming into this one. In the second half, the Rockhounds coming off a split at Frisco last week. They are 8-4, and they share the top spot in the Texas League South with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Tulsa, meantime, tied for third. They're 2.5 games back, very, very early going in the second half, but the Drillers a couple of games under 500 in this second half of the season. Pitching matchup this evening in game one of the set, Nick Mastrini will make the start for Tulsa. 4-2, a 3.86 earned run average, and he will go against, initially, Ryan Cusick. Ryan is 4-4 with a 4.13 earned run average. He will go only one inning. I guess we'll put an asterisk next to that, one inning or so, but he's expected to go just the first inning, basically as an opener in this game. Ryan has had a struggle of it a time or two of late, so he will be the opener in this game, and he will be followed by Joey Estes, who remains one of the very best in the Texas League. Joey 6-5 with a 3.69 earned run average. Get you set for baseball in the first pitch of this one on a warm, oh really, and somewhat breezy July evening. Back in a moment when our Budweiser pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 citywide total sales.
Rockhounds taking the diamond. This, by the way, is Military Appreciation Weekend. Always a very special weekend at this ballpark. We do this annually. So the Rockhounds wearing camouflage jerseys as they take the diamond. I always kid about wearing camouflage jerseys. They're not working because paraphrase Robin Williams from Good Morning Vietnam, we can see you. But they are cool nonetheless. Hounds are on the diamond. Bright sunlight covering most of the playing surface. Not to have the national anthem sung. And we have the beautiful American flag, which will be unveiled here on the infield between the pitcher's mound and second base. And we'll have an honor guard now to present the colors. This, by the way, an annual part of the Military Appreciation Weekend. Point again, if it doesn't quicken your pulse by a point or two, I think it's time for a checkup. The honor guard marching out of the third base line and onto the outfield grass, and they will come set somewhere between the left field line and second base. And then the beautiful American flag will be unfurled, and we'll have the Star-Spangled Banner. While that is being the honor guard now to present the colors, on the other side of the anthem, there's the beautiful flag now being unfurled. Give you a crazy statistic from the Rockhounds last series at Six Gleamer in Frisco. Let's take you downstairs to the anthem. Beautifully sung here in the sunlight of West Texas and the breeze. Honor guard. And by the way, the uniforms are almost pitch black. My goodness, and it's 102 degrees. That is dedication, and they will march the colors off from about halfway between the left field line and second base. Marching back toward the third base side, and once the colors, of course, are officially off the diamond, we'll take a step closer to this one. Quick, just ridiculous statistic for you. The Rockhounds in their series at Frisco concluded last Sunday, split that series 3-3. In the Rockhounds' three victories, they scored 41 runs. That's 4-1 on 43 base hits, by the way. In the three defeats, the Rockhounds scored 5 runs. That one was crazy. Dennis Higgins, I mentioned. Dennis is the radio voice of the Drillers, just one of my favorite people on the planet. We go back a long way, a couple of decades and plus. And he said he wanted to check that statistic, see if it was really right. And that's something. 3 wins, 41 runs, 3 defeats, 5 runs. Oh, my. And now with a revamped lineup that is minus, just to be honest, minus the top three hitters in this ball club's lineup, the Rockhounds now face a Tulsa team that has, by a full quarter point now, the best pitching staff in the Texas League. Oh, my. We will see what unfolds. So a short weekend, but should be a good one at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And if you're in the area, of course, we've got baseball tonight and tomorrow at 7:05, Sunday in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. I couldn't just for a moment figure out why Ryan Cusick had not yet started his warm-up tosses. We've got a motorcycle group, as always. They are part of this event every year. And we have some motorbikes behind home plate. Don't want to damage the motorbikes. So as you can hear, they are about to set to depart. And then Ryan can begin his warm-up tosses. We'll come back, get you set for baseball in just a moment. kick back, relax. And I do believe it is Friday. I checked the calendar and everything. Kick back, relax. My friends will take you out to the ball game. Rockhounds and the Drillers coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And pitch number one will come with bright sunlight at 102 degrees. The wind is, well, by West Texas standards, I guess it is somewhat medium, but that means 15 miles per hour, and it is blowing out toward left field. We saw that during much of the most recent homestand, and it did indeed have an effect. That left field bullpen, which of course nowhere near as reachable as the short porch in right, but the wind is pushing that way. It's a little bit inward, but also I think a bit more of a cross breeze blowing right to left. Ryan Cusick will make his 15th start for the Rockhounds. Again, this one will be a very short one. He is 4-4, 4.13 earned run average. The issue, of course, has been bases on balls, although in his last couple of outings, Ryan has struggled a bit and has been hit somewhat hard. So, again, it'll be a very short stint for him in this ballgame, but again, that is by design. He faces Nick Mastrini, who is making his 15th start, as we earlier mentioned, for the Drillers. He is 4-2, 3.86. So, Mastrini certainly one of the league's best coming into this one. Does not yet qualify, by the way. I do not believe among the league leaders does Nick, but if he did qualify just a few innings shy, he'd be in the top five in the league. Here is Ryan Cusick, and here is Austin Gauthier, and let's play some baseball. Three games set for Momentum Bank Ballpark, and pitch number one is a bit high for ball one, and we are underway. So a little bit behind in getting going again, a little bit of pageantry, if you will, before the opening pitch. Ryan standing in the bright sunlight, the batter in shadow, got the air right-handed hitter, and Austin swings and fouls this one back, and the count is 1-1. Got the air in right field is the leadoff batter. Jorbit Vivas on deck, he's the second baseman. Jorbit Vivas batting second, playing second. Cusick into that no-wind-up motion. Pitch tried to sneak a fastball by him, but it sailed up high, and the count is 2-1. Jose Ramos in center, batting third. Ramos, the center fielder. Emanuel Vargas batting cleanup. He's the first baseman. Emanuel Vargas at first. Cusick's pitch, check swing, but that's a called strike. Good fastball inside part of the plate at 92, and the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gauthier at 275. Right-handed hitter straight away, hands up high, rocks that bat just a little bit. Takes high and away ball three, full count, 3-2. Cusick under a hit per inning, 59 hits in 69 and two-thirds, but 42 bases on balls. And 63 strikeouts. Here's the payoff, 3-2. Gauthier takes it up just inside. Boy, that's called ball four. Shane McGuire is ready to start the around the horn. So, leadoff walk for Ryan here to start this ball game, and here is Jorbit Vivas. Rest of the order, Eddie Leonard is the shortstop. He'll bat in the five spot, Leonard at short. Diego Cartaya, fine young catcher, batting sixth. Behind the plate is Cartaya. Yusniel Diaz is the designated hitter, batting seventh. Diaz, the DH. Jorbit Vivas, left-handed hitter, swings in the first pitch. Fly ball center field, not deep. Coming on is Denzel. Does he have room? He does. And looking up into that bright sunshine, Denzel Clark handles it for the first out of the ball game. One away for Jose Ramos. Bottom of the order, Brandon Lewis batting eighth at third base. Lewis, the third baseman. And Ismael Alcantara is batting number seven. Or playing the seventh spot, batting ninth. I'll try that again and get it right. Ismael Alcantara, batting ninth. He is the left fielder. First pitch to Ramos down and away. Backhanded by catcher Shane McGuire. One ball, no strikes. Ramos, one of the top power guys in the league. Jose with 16 home runs. He's driven in 50. Hands up high, really rocks that bat, takes high and in. That's ball two. Not a guy you want to get behind in the count. Austin Gauthier is the base runner. He is playing in his 35th game. Doesn't run a lot, but when he goes, he gets there. He's 7 out of 8 on the base paths. Has a good lead. Set by Cusick. Pitch to Ramos. Out there, outside corner. Virtually a perfect pitch, and the count goes 2-1. Gauthier, Vivas, and Ramos up top. Vargas, Leonard, and Cartaya in the middle of the driller's order. And Diaz, Lewis, and Alcantara will round it out. Stretch by Cusick. 2-1 count. Toss to first base. Boy, on a hop. And that is backhanded by J.J. Schwartz. Boy, that won't show up anywhere in the box score, but that is a big pick. That was a one-hop throw to first base. And J.J. had to backhand it, made the pick on the backhand side. But, boy, that gets away. Gauthier is at least at second base with one man down, maybe at third. Ramos waits, 2-1 count. Pitch by Cusick, swung on, lifted in the air, right field. But I don't think it'll carry, and drifting over with room is Caden Trinkle. So one of the newcomers on the roster will handle that fly ball. Two men down in the first inning, and here is Imanol Vargas.
Number 30, Imanol Vargas.
Vargas with 11 home runs. He has 50 driven in, so you look at Ramos and Vargas in the 3 and 4 spots. And really, Vivas as well. Vivas batting second has 40 ribbies. Ramos and Vargas, 50 each, and Leonard has 40. He's on deck. Pretty productive part of the order. Big swing and a miss. Vargas comes up empty. Left-handed hitting first baseman. 254, the batting average. Runner at first on the game-opening walk. There are two men down. Shortstop Max Muncy shading well toward the bag. Pitch to the outside corner, framed by McGuire, but it just missed. One ball, one strike. The end of the newcomers, Max Muncy, the shortstop, and Caden Trinkle in right field are both in the starting lineup for the Rockhounds in this one. Pitch swung on, foul back. Woo, behind that pitch, and it got into VIP suites. There's a gentleman in a bright yellow t-shirt had no idea that ball was hit up there. He looked around and said, what? And it was a line drive foul ball. Oof. Got away with that one. One ball and two strikes to count to Vargas. One on and two men down. Pitch swung on foul back. This one will clear the roof on that same side of the ballpark. Third base side. One and two. Ryan Cusick, who comes into this ballgame, as mentioned, with a 4.13 ERA. And, in fact, ranks seventh in the league among those who qualify, of course. The pitch swung on, hard hit ball, and that's under the glove of a diving J.J. Schwartz into right field. Trinkle will make the play, but that's going to put runners at first and third base. Good hustle by Caden to get over there. That ball was really sharply hit. So Vargas turns on a 1-2 pitch, drives it into right field toward the line.
Number 16, Eddie Leonard.
And here is Eddie Leonard. He is the shortstop. So for Ryan Cusick now, a little crossroads here in what is expected anyway to be his only inning of the game. Right-hander comes set. Leonard the batter, right-handed hitter. Runners there leads. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. Starts in July. Ryan did not get out of the first inning against Corpus Christi. He didn't give up, a ton. But again, a very short outing. That one not by design. Pitch swung on in. This is a throw behind the runner. Got him picked off. Breaking for the plate is Gauthier. He is out. Give that to Shane McGuire. Oh, man, that's just terrific stuff. A swinging strike. Saw the runner off the bag. Shane threw down to third base. Drew Swift covering there. And that's a 2-5-2 caught stealing to end the inning. And, man, that was one sharp throw that a Rockhounds catcher. So Shane McGuire helps his battery mate. First inning goes by with a couple of base runners, but no damage done. No runs on the hit. No errors, a man left. After a half inning, Village Car Wash score. Drillers nothing. And against the right-hander, Nick Nastri, the Rockhounds, we'll get it together. Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Half of the first inning, and it is a scoreless game. Again, really nice play by Shane McGuire, Rockhounds catcher. Excellent defensive catcher, Shane. This is his starter out there. Cooper Bowman will lead it off for the Rockhounds at the bottom of the first inning. Nick Pastrini on the mound. He is a right-hander. Cooper Bowman back in this ballpark for the first time since May 18th, at least playing and in the ballgame. Injured his thumb and elbow on a collision at second base. Takes a backup pitch, a called strike from Nestrini, and it's 0-1. Cooper rejoined the Hounds last weekend in Frisco. Was absolutely terrific. Takes good backup pitch, called strike two. No balls, two strikes. Quick 0-2 count here. Drew Swift is on deck. Third baseman batting in the two spot. Drew Swift. Denzel Clark batting third in center field. Denzel in center. And J.J. Schwarz, the first baseman, bats cleanup. J.J. at first. 0-2 from Nestrini. Swung on and fouled away by Cooper. Count stays 0-2. Shane McGuire, the catcher in the five spot. Shane McGuire batting fifth behind the dish. Lazaro Armenteros, the designated hitter, batting sixth. Armenteros, the DH. 0-2 count second time. Nestrini with a little four-step delivery. This pitch swung on, fouled away again. Count 0-2. Caden Trenkel in right field batting seventh. Trenkel in right. Johnny Butler in left field batting eighth. Johnny Butler, the left fielder. 0-2 count third time. Nestrini with a pitch swung on, fouled away again. This one high in the air off to the right into that crystal clear blue sky and bangs down onto the roof. And Max Muncy rounds it out, shortstop. Along with Caden Trenkel making his double-A debut this evening. Max at shortstop, batting ninth. 0-2 pitch again, swung on, punched right side, and that'll be handled by Vargas. Pitcher will cover. Boy, that's close. Cooper runs really well. He's out by a half step at first. 3-1 goes the foot out. Cooper Bowman retired, and that'll bring up Drew Swift. No, it's Bowman, Swift, and Clark. Schwarz, McGuire, and Armenteros. And Trinkle, Butler, and Muncy for the Rockhounds. Nick Nestrini in those first 14 starts, well under a hit per inning. 58 and a third and only 47 base hits. Right-hander facing right-handed hitting Drew Swift. Down and away with a fastball, one ball, no strikes. 33 bases on ball, 66 strikeouts, so a precisely 2-1 ratio. 1-0 pitch to Drew, swings and a hard hit ball to second, but right there to make the play is Vivas, throws to first for the out. Sharply hit ball, but handled with ease, two men down. There's Denzel. When you add those numbers up for Nick Nestrini, he had a 1.37 whip, and the opposition hitting just 214 against him. He is just shy of the number of innings pitched to qualify among the average leaders. Good breaking pitch got the outside corner for a strike to Denzel, 0-1. Of course, for average, be it at the plate or on the mound, you have to have minimum number of plate appearances or innings pitched, as the case may be. Pitch a big swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Denzel at 269, 11 home runs and 39 driven in. Right-handed hitter straight away in the box. Mastrini with the bases empty in 0-2, the stretch in pitch, and he got in with fastball up and is swinging a miss, and the inning is over, 1-2-3. You know, mentioned Rockout's going to face the top pitching staff in the league over this weekend, and Mastrini off to an outstanding start, Nick, with a 1-2-3 bottom half of the first. So one inning complete, our Village Car Wash score. First time around, Rockout's nothing, and the Tulsa Drillers nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Eddie's Leonard will lead it off as Joey Estes on the pitch. And again, this is absolutely by design that Ryan Cusick went just the first inning, so he serves as the opener in this game. And Leonard will stand in. Joey Estes, first pitch. Sure, with that miss, maybe a bit up and in. One ball, no strikes. Leonard was at the plate on the caught stealing by Gauthier, which is really initiated by catcher Shane McGuire. 1-0 pitch and a big swing and a pop-up. Is it playable? Shane giving the look, hustling toward the screen. And nope, going to get out by a few rows into the seats. Oh, boy, by a very, very little young lady with beautiful blonde ponytail. Fortunately, that was in the row behind her. She's probably wondering what all the excitement is about. 1-1 to Leonard, as mentioned. 249, hitter 9, home runs 40, driven in. That's from the right side, does Leonard. Here's the stretching pitch by Joey, and that'll sail up high for a ball. 2-1. Diego Cartaya and Yusniel Diaz will follow here in the Drillers' second inning. No score in the early going. Rockouts really play him to pull on the left side of the infield. Well, there is nobody home where the shortstop normally would be. Pitch just missed inside. Ball 3-1. Drew Swift, nowhere near a no-doubles defense, but he is solidly shading the line. And Max Muncy is well over toward third. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase one perhaps off the outside corner. 3-2. Joey makes his 17th appearance, his third out of the bullpen. Has really, I don't know that you even want to call it a piggyback start. I guess it really would qualify as such. But by design, coming on here in the second. 3-2 count. Pitch by Estes. Swung on and popped up. Right side, J.J. Schwarz. Foul ground, Shane McGuire. Anybody near the dugout? Nope, Shane couldn't make the play and goes banging into the railing of the Rockhounds dugout. So we'll do it again on 3-2. Boy, a little wind-blown pop-up and boy, that is tough to handle in this ballpark. And, of course, West Texas, so many days and nights at the ballpark that a pop-up is the line used to go. Not just a job. It's an adventure. It really is. So 3-2 again to Leonard. Give it the deluxe tour of the Hounds defense here in a moment. Owe you that one. 3-2 second time. Estes with the pitch, and that swung on and fouled straight back. So a battle ensuing here. 7 pitches into it, and it's still 3-2 to Leonard. Estes with the sign. Shadow creeping up the upslope of the pitcher's mound. Right-hander delivers, and a swing and a miss, and he got him. Boy, really good fastball away. That was 94 and had some really good run on it. So a battle. And Leonard out on strikes. One man down here is Diego Cartaya. And very young player, only hitting 203, but Cartaya, a swing and a miss. Count is 0-1. The 11 home runs, though, 37 driven in. So he's got some pop, just not hitting for average yet. Right-handed hitter waits, swings, and sends a high pop foul out of play. And quickly now the count 0-2. This is the second time the clubs have met here. Now, the first time was all the way back at the start of the season. First homestand for the Rockhounds, but Cartaya does have one of his home runs in this ballpark. Pitch by Estes, swung on, and a towering pop-up in the wind. Foul territory, near the plate, wind pushing, and up, and McGuire couldn't make the play. He'll talk to himself, but again, that is tough. You can call that an error, but I don't think so. I wouldn't think so. That's a tough play. Now, again, it was somewhat was within reach, but well, I don't know. Wind, that's a lot. I think Steve gave that a lot of thought, but that'll be no error. To me, that's kind of a 40-60 thing. I really think you have to take into account the breeze, and it's strong enough. That was tough. Of course, Shane thought he should have made the play. From his standpoint, I agree with him. Here's a swing and a miss on a good breaking pitch away, and Cartaya is out on strikes. So Joey Estes, back-to-back strikeouts to start his time in this game, and that'll bring up Yusniel Diaz. In the outfield, Johnny Butler is in left field. Denzel Clark is in center. Caden Trinkle is the right fielder in his debut. Third baseman is Drew Swift. The shortstop, the newcomer as well, Max Muncy, high prospect for the A's. Pitch up high for a ball to Diaz, right-handed hitting designated hitter. Second baseman, Cooper Bowman. Boy, a welcome re-addition to the team. And J.J. Schwarz at first base for the Hounds. Here's the 1-0 from Estes. Got there, strike of the knees, outside half, 1-1. Shane McGuire behind the plate. Nobody on, two men down, top of the second inning. Joey with a stretch and pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes 1-2. Diaz at 232, five home runs, 20 driven in. Shadow right to the feet now, the right-hander on the hill. Here he's pitch up and in for a ball. Count squares at 2-2. Again, there is breeze at 15 miles an hour. A little bit either side of that. In between 13 and 18 miles per hour. And he's just moving around the hot air right now. Here's the 2-2 pitch way up and in. Count goes full. It's 3-2. Diaz at the plate asking for time. Brandon Lewis waiting on deck. So Yusniel will take a couple of swings of the breeze. Now he steps back in, ready to go with a 3-2 count. Estes with the delivery. Swing and a miss. And he got him. He struck out the side. Now, Joey Estes has simply put, he's been just terrific. So he strikes out the side. Bingo, bango, fungo, as the late, great Bill Shonley would have put it. Longtime NBA voice, by the way. The Portland Trail Blazers, one of my all-time heroes. So we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Opening game of this quick three-game set. Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds and the Drillers, nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin Robbins store.
On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Rockhounds is in the middle third of the order up to the plate after being retired in order. Jesus Ward, Shane McGuire, and Lazaro Armenteros will be the trio to face the right-hander. So Nestrini back to the mound. JJ now he comes toward the plate. 220 batting average, 6 home runs and 26 driven in. Nestrini in the first inning, a couple of fairly sharply hit ground balls and a strikeout. For the 1-2-3 frame, now J.J. stands in, ready to go, and the first pitch to him is swung on, bounced toward third base. Shortstop will take it, Leonard, and to throw in plenty of time. One pitch, one swing, and a 6-3 bounce out, and the batter is Shane McGuire. Shane at 2-13, has three home runs, 24 driven in. Nick Nestrini on the mound, big right-hander, he's 6'4", 215 pounds, out of Santa Clara, California. Turned 23 just before the start of the season, right during spring training, called Strike to McGuire, it's 0-1. Boy, he has been very sharp in the early going of this game. Right-hander delivers, finds the outside corner, that's called strike, 0-2, so working both sides of the dish to Shane McGuire. California was a fourth rounder by the Dodgers in 2021 out of UCLA. Oh man, got a California connection working on the mound. The pitch on the way, good breaking pitch, got him. Called third strike. You can see that coming all the way. Breaking pitch just gave Shane a case of popsicle toes on a 100-degree evening, and it's two up, two down. Here's Lazaro Armenteros. Lazaro at 194. And one of the more intriguing 194 hitters on the planet, 36 runs batted in 42 games. Takes a good breaking pitch for a called strike over the outside corner, 0-1. And 26 base hits, 17 of them for extras. Another good breaking pitch, that's called strike two. Boy, and Nestrini has, especially beginning with Denzel Clark, the last out of the first inning, has just had, you can just tell batters are off balance and well, he is in control right now. The fastball just outside. Count goes 1-2. Shadow stretching out past the pitcher's mound now, so the baseball right off the fingertips from sunshine into shadow. Delivery swing and a miss. And Lazaro out on strikes, and boy, it is six up, six down for Nestrini. Half of them on strikeouts. So we'll go to the top half of inning number three. It's Military Appreciation Weekend getting going at Momentum Bank Ballpark, opener of this three-game set. And we're brought your way by Village Car Wash. Score of our game after two, Hounds nothing, Drillers nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at wingstop.com.
Nine and one, and it's also ordered to face Joey Estes. We go to the top of the third. Brandon Lewis leads it off, right-handed hitting third baseman. Texas swing, up called strike out there in the outside corner. 0-1 to count. Ismael is Alcantara. He is on deck, and Austin Gauthier will follow. Top of the third inning, no score. Lewis with a pitch, swung on a hard hit ball just wide of third base. Got out in front of that just a little bit. Count goes 0-2. Joey Estes making, as mentioned earlier, his 17th appearance, his 14th, rather has 14 starts. This is his third out of the bullpen. 83 innings pitched, 84 including this game, 70 base hits. 0-2 count to Lewis. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch sails way up and in for a ball, 1-2. He has given up 13 home runs, and I think a couple of reasons for that. Number one is his aggressiveness. He is just a guy who absolutely comes right at you. The 1-2. Check swing. Did he go? I think so. They appealed. Yep, he went. Now, that was really interesting. Brandon Lewis becomes the fourth consecutive strikeout for Joey Estes since he entered the game. Now, he turned into the pitch and turned and started to walk away even before the appeal was asked for. So, if there was any doubt, Brandon Lewis thought he was out. Our first base umpire, Mickey Smith, agrees on appeal. One man down, and here is Ismael Alcantara. Takes a called strike in the outside corner from Estes. Joey, 24 walks and 75 strikeouts coming in. That is now up to 79. He has faced four and struck out four. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2. So the whip is only 1.13. Good command, low hit number. And batting average against, just 224. Alcantara waits. Ismael at 242 swings and misses. Chased one up and he's out on three pitches.
First, number five.
That is five batters faced and five batters whiffed for Joey Estes. The batter top of the order here is Austin Gauthier, the leadoff batter, walked and was out at home plate. In the first inning, was caught off third base and then broke for home. Takes a pitch just up and in. One ball, no strikes. 94 with a fastball from Joey. Gauthier, right-handed hitter, straight away. Hands about the crown of the helmet height. Takes over the inside edge of the knees. Good backup pitch, 1-1. Watch this delivery. Looks like the mound now in shadows. Pitch way up and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. So hitter no longer has to deal with the baseball going from that very bright and distinct sunlight into shadow. Left side, though, defensively and in center field now. They will start to battle the sun, and royally so. Here's the two-ball, one-strike pitch. Oh, outside corner, called strike two. Man, that Gauthier asked about it. Can't blame him. Pitch had a little bit of run on it, so was moving away from the right-handed hitter and just got the outside corner. The 2-2 up high for a ball. Full count now, 3-2. Nobody on, two men down, scoreless in the third. Yorbet Vivas waiting on deck. Joey with a 3-2 stretch. Outside corner target. Pitch swung on and missed. He has faced six. He has struck out six. Oh, Joey Estes for the second consecutive inning. He strikes out the side. Now we will go to the bottom half of inning number three. Another Car Wash score of our ball game. Boy, it's all pitching so far. Drillers nothing. Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia coming up very shortly focuses on, well, first of all, the great Nolan Ryan and a year in which he threw two no-hitters. And I would have to think of the seven, of course, that he threw, it was the most unusual conclusion to a no-hitter for the great Nolan Ryan. We will do that coming up. Here is a statistic for you. Of the last 10 batters up, 9 have struck out. And into that background steps Caden Trinkle, who makes his Double-A debut. Caden, a left-handed hitter, and boy, I sure hope I have him written down as such. Yeah, we do. I just missed it on the card. Big swing and a foul tip. 0-1. Caden just up from Lansing. Five players added, or in one case, re-added to the roster today. Four are up from the single-A level. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Beginning with Denzel Clark to end the first inning. Again, it's 10 batters up, 9 out on strikes. One bounce out. And Trinkle swings and misses. He's out on strikes. So that is 3 in a row now for Nastrini. And 4 overall. And, of course, he has given up nothing. He has faced 7 and retired 7 batters. There's Johnny Butler. Johnny, all of a sudden, is one of the veterans on the team. He's played 7 games at Double-A. Okay, that was tongue-in-cheek. Misses outside, does Nastrini for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Johnny, left-handed hitter. 148. 7 games. Swings on a line drive toward the left side. That's a base hit. And that's another extra base hit for Johnny Butler. Really good swing to that. He's going to come for 3. I'm going to give you a crazy number in just a moment. Is he safe? He is standing up. Johnny Butler. A 1-out triple into the left field corner. Johnny Butler has 5 base hits at the Double-A level. 4 are for extra bases. 2 doubles, and he has 2 triples in 28 at-bats. Here's Max Muncy making his debut. Infield in. Pitch to Max. Tempted. Didn't go. Down and away. 1-0. Can't think of a better way to introduce him. I'm going to steal your line, Alex Hoxing. I got a great text from my friend Alex. Here's the ball, no strike pitch, and that is bounced foul wide at third. Max, of course, second. Max Muncy, drafted in very, well, in modern terms, very, very recent years by the Oakland A's. The first, of course, is now with the Dodgers. Max Muncy out of Baylor University, and, of course, his journey remarkable. This Max Muncy drafted out of Thousand Oaks, California High School. 1 ball, 1 strike, runner at third, no score, infield in. Pitch to Max, ground ball up the middle. Welcome to Double-A Baseball, Max Muncy, RBI single. Hello, how are you? First at bat. And the A's prospect drives home his first run of the Double-A level. Johnny Butler sets the table, and Max Muncy brings him home. Well, that was a sharply hit ball. That was drilled back up the middle. Well, as Alex said in his text, all you can hope for is that this Max Muncy is as good as the other one. It took a while for the other one. Man, he's good. Pitch down and away. Ball 1 to Cooper Bowman, top of the order. So 7 up, 7 down. And boy, the bottom of the order delivers. Johnny Butler with a triple. That ball was laced. And Max Muncy with a sharp single right back up the middle. Takes the lead, pitch down low to Cooper, ball 2, 2 balls, no strikes. Cooper 0 for 1 in this one, mentioned that he joined the club last weekend, rejoined the team after the injury. in Frisco, all he did was go 9 for 16. Not bad. And 0 for 1 in this one, so the average has come down a few points. He doesn't have a whole bundle of at-bats he takes, and that's a strike at the knees. Has just 134 at-bats, not trips to the plate, not plate appearances, but 134 in the at-bat column. He raised his average by 42 points at Frisco. I almost exaggerated and said 43. Pitch to Cooper. That's up high, and that's ball three, 3-1. So the Hounds get on top first and on the board. Max Muncy with a memorable first double-A at bat. Stretch and pitch. Swung on, that ball is hit high in the air. Right center field, not deep. It's going to drift into right, I think. Yep, and there to make the play is Gauthier. So Cooper with a towering fly ball, very shallow into right center field. Two down, here's Drew Swift. Bounce to third, his first time up. Drew is another guy who's 14 games at the double-A level, all of a sudden have him among the veteran group. We'll go over it, of course, along the way to a road to the show, specifically about the personnel changes. Takes a called strike, does Drew in the outside corner, 0-1. 9 roster moves today. It's a stretch and pitch, that's up and in for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Five going out and 4 coming in. Rockhound's roster is at 27, but I think Jeremy Ironman is about to return. Here's the 1-1 pitch, bounced foul, 1-2. You know, Bobby mentioned that to me today, and as will happen from time to time, we got a little left turn in the conversation, and I forgot to get back to him and double-check, but it sounds like Jeremy is about ready to come off the injured list. So there is a roster spot waiting for him. 1 ball, 2 strikes to count. Drew Swift waits, and now after, it was interesting. He had come set at Nastrini. The clock was ticking down, decided he needed a new baseball. That might be a way around the pitch clock. I don't know, but he's got a new baseball in hand. 1-2 count to Swift. 1 on, 2 out. And a line drive up the middle. Drew Swift with a base hit. Kind of a soft liner into shallow center field. Now, ball is bobbled. Max Muncy started to move up, but I think made the right decision, did not. Center fielder Ramos kept it close. Well, we'll see. Drew Swift is now playing in his 15th game with the Rockhounds, but he has been really good. Hitting right about .325 is Drew in 14 games and a couple of at-bats in this one. Now here's Denzel. Denzel Clark really becomes, I would think, one of the focal points of the lineup for the Rockhounds with the departures of Messrs. Harris, Bernays, and Buckler. Swinging a line drive left field. That's going to sink. That's going to drop. Base hit. Max will score. It is a 2-0 ball game. Denzel reached out and yanked that pitch into left field. RBI single. That is RBI number 40 for Denzel Clark. Nice round number. And boy, if it's an omen, that's a good one. When Estrini was really in command through the first 2 1/3. Now we're going to get a visit to the mound. Visit will come from pitching coach Ryan Denick. At least let me put it this way. I believe it's Ryan Denick. They actually have 2 pitching coaches to the Drillers, and as is the case with most, they don't wear jerseys. They wear the windbreakers. So in this inning now, Rockhounds have scored twice on 4 base hits. Triple by Johnny Butler. RBI single by Max Muncy. 2-out single by Drew Swift. And an RBI single by Denzel Clark. Lead runner is Drew Swift. He's at second. With Denzel, of course, on at first base. Now is J.J. Now is the shortstop. His first time up to the Rockhounds first baseman. Activity in the Tulsa bullpen. Schwarz ready. So is Nastrini. Right-hander delivers and backs one up, but it's inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Hounds two. Tulsa nothing here in the last of the third inning. Again, and if you like omens, well, Johnny Butler, it's remarkable. Five base hits at Double-A, four for extras. Pitch big, swing and a miss. Change speeds a little bit, and J.J. out in front. Count goes one and one. Max Muncy in RBI in his first Double-A at bat, and Denzel Clark. And again, he's simply put of the remaining guys in what has been the lineup. He's really kind of the key guy in a lot of ways, foundation guy. Ground ball, and Eddie's just foul wide of third. J.J. just out in front of that. Drillers had him played sharply toward the line. I don't know that Brandon Lewis might not have gotten to that ball if it had stayed fair. Well, they really have J.J. playing to pull. Shortstop Leonard really leaning toward the hole. See where Vivas sets up. He's near the bag right now, but he'll back away a little bit at second. Not a whole lot, though. Stretch and pitch to Schwarz. J.J. takes down and away. Count goes 2-2. Well, it's the All-Star break, of course, that is now behind us. So I guess the, someone beautifully put it, the ceremonial of second half of the big league season. And for these teams, 57 remain in the season. 2-2 pitch. Just low and away, ball three. And this Hounds team is offensively, position player side of the roster, is about as new and about as different as I think you and I have maybe ever seen. Certainly in terms of the three hitters who have all been promoted. So, boy, a lot of things really start with this game from a Rock Hounds perspective. For the Drillers, of course, they had a really good first half. They stumbled a bit down the stretch, and Arkansas overtook them. This team has the second-best record in the league. Right now, they would be out of the playoffs if things ended today the way they stand in the second half of the Texas League. But as mentioned, 57 to go, a three-game series here. And then, correcting my math, 9 six-game series. Got it right that time. 3-2. It's just Schwarz. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Now, J.J. out on strikes, but the Rockhounds scored twice on four hits. Boy, Johnny Butler really setting the table with a one-out triple. So we'll give you totals in a couple of moments. Tell you about that really unique end to a Nolan Ryan no-hitter. And more coming up after three complete Village Car Wash score. Hounds 2, Tulsa nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Hounds get on the board first here in the series opener with the Drillers. A 2-0 lead for the Rockhounds through three innings. Check the numbers on the board here in just a moment. We remind you also that this is a short series. It'll continue tomorrow. 7 o'clock will be our first pitch, 7 o'clock with fireworks following the game. And on Sunday afternoon, the teams will complete the quick three-gamer with a 1 o'clock matinee. Tulsa, no runs on a hit. Rockhounds, 2 runs on 4 hits. Joey Estes will face Jorbit Divas to lead it off, left-handed hitter, the second baseman. Takes down the middle, high strike, 0-1. 2, 3, and 4 in the Tulsa order. You have Divas, Jose Ramos, and Imanol Vargas. Estes pitched down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Drillers got their base hit. It was Vargas, in fact, in the first inning. Rockhounds went at 7 up, 7 down, then got two runs on four base hits. Pitch from Joey a little bit high, 2-1 to Vivas. Joey Butler, one out, triple to left field. Max Muncy, RBI single up the middle. Drew Swift, a two-out single. And Denzel Clark, an RBI single, 2-0 Hounds. Vivas swings and misses. Count goes 2-2. Yorbit having an outstanding overall season. He's been an everyday player for the Drillers. He's playing in his 78th game. This is game 83. Actually, Drillers, it's game 82. He's hitting .298, 10 homers and 40 driven in. Swings and sends a high pop-up, left side foul ball, and that'll get well out of play. Not sure where that one finally came down. Two balls, two strikes. Stretching the 2-2 pitch, and that ball is also fouled away. Count two balls and two strikes. This is game 82 for the Drillers. There we go. I got it. Arithmetic is usually my life. Not so much today. Here's a swing foul tip. Did Shane hang on? He did. That is seven consecutive strikeouts for Joey Estes. Vivas out on strikes. Well, that was a foul tip. And just from the body reaction, remember, we're watching from behind. If you're watching on Bally Live or MILB TV, you had a better look. But that was a good play on the foul tip, it appeared, by Shane McGuire. Now here's Jose Ramos, and he bounces one sharply, but well, foul wide at third, 0-1. You watch a lot of baseball, not see this. Joey Estes has faced seven batters. He has struck out seven batters. Of course, at one point, as we mentioned before, the Johnny Butler triple, 10 out of the last 11 batters up overall in the game had struck out. Here's the 0-1. Sails up a bit high. Count goes one ball and one strike. Mentioned Ramos' terrific power numbers, 16 home runs. 50 driven in, swings and misses. Comes up empty. Boy, that was just power against power. That was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, so that was elevated, and Ramos could not lay off. So the count is 1-2. 2-0 Rockhounds, top half of the fourth inning. Joey comes set, a one ball, two strike stretch, kick, pitch, down and away, 2-2. Jose Ramos with 16 home runs comes in tied for fourth in the league. And runs batted in tied for sixth with 50. Pitch, down and away, ball three, 3-2. So Estes with seven consecutive strikeouts, but he's got a full count now against a very dangerous hitter. Ramos hitting .259 plus the power. Swings, fouls this one away. Kind of a late swing. Might have been a protective swing. Thought it was too close to take. Field drifting entirely into shadows. We have a little bit of cloud cover behind us. I guess there is a chance of some rain later on tonight. Ramos will step out for a moment. A couple of swings after asking for time, and back in he comes. 3-2, second time. Estes with a pitch. Pop foul again. Still three balls, two strikes. Good bunch tonight on Zach Bobblehead Geloff night. Also known, by the way, in some circles as Zach Geloff Bobblehead night. 3-2. Beautiful, Bob. Pop up. Center field, not deep. Denzel is there, straight away center field. And he will glove it. Boy, nothing easy in that win. So, seven consecutive strikeouts for Joey Estes. Seven in a row. Man, you do not see that often. Here is Eastman Alvarez. Even Alvarez, I beg your pardon.
goodness. Give a guy 4 days off, can't add, can't speak. Other than that, everything's just working fine. Vargas, left-handed hitter, had a single his first time up. Swings and misses, and the bottom fell out of that pitch. The count goes 0-1. Then Ryan Cusick pitching the first inning for the Rockhounds by design. Joey on in the second. He pitches here in the fourth. Pitch down the middle, but low, and the count goes 1-1. With one on and two out in the first, Vargas sent a sharp single to right field. Pitch a strike on the outside half. Count goes 1-2. Good play by Caden Trinkle in right field. Kept him to a single. Good bit of hustle. 1-2 pitch. Sails high ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Breeze has not relented. Maybe picking up a little bit. Certainly very much in evidence. Right to left and swirling a bit. Two balls, two strikes. Pistol pitch to Estes from him. Down and in. Ball three. Full count. 3-2. Eddie's Leonard on deck. Another 3-2 pitch from Estes, and that's sent foul straight back to the screen. He's still 3-2. Joey with that great head of hair. Very visible out of the back of the ball cap. 6-2, 215 is the California native out of Palmdale. Originally drafted by the Braves. 3-2 pitch. Little looper. And that's going to drop into shallow left center field. Two base hits in the game for the Drillers, both off the bat of Vargas. Very different types of base hits. Evenall sending a sharp single to right field his first time. Just a little flare into left center field with two down.
16 innings, Leonard.
And that is the first base runner allowed by Joey Estes. Retired the first eight he faced, the first seven of those by strikes. There's Eddie's Leonard. He was the first strikeout victim in inning number two. Tying run at the plate. Estes pitch backs up a swing and a miss. Ball moved a ton, 0-1. Drillers wearing the deep blue road jerseys with the Drillers script in Dodger-style font right across the chest. Got the red numerals on the front as well. Swinging a bouncer toward third, but it's a foul ball. Well wide of the bag, 0-2. White numerals on the back of those deep, dark Dodger blue jerseys and the gray baseball pants. And if the players allow it, as Leonard does, blue stirrups. Invisible. He's going old school. Rockhounds, as mentioned, it's Military Appreciation Weekend, so camouflage jerseys over the white baseball pants. 0-2 count to Leonard. One man on and two men down. Top of the fourth inning. 2-0 Rockhounds. Stretch and pitch. Breaking ball away. Boy, checked his swing. Yep, he did. Not by much. Boy, that pitch had Leonard more than tempted, but Eddie's held up. Base runner is Emanuel Vargas. He does not run much, does not have a stolen base attempt. 1-2 pitch. Chopper back up the middle. And it'll be handled by Muncy. Got to hurry with the throw, but not going to get him. It'll be a base hit. Little chopper. By the time Max got to that, no chance to get him. So first and second, Leonard with a good at bat. Got down 0-2. Put it in play on a 1-2 pitch and winds up getting himself a base hit, pushes a runner into scoring position. 2-on-2 out for Diego Cartaya. And Chris Smith going to jog out to the mound with Rockhounds pitching coach. It was on this date, or at least the anniversary this week, that's a checking on the This Week in History for the week during the All-Star break, and marks the anniversary of Nolan Ryan becoming just the fourth pitcher ever to throw two no-hitters in one season. Of course, Nolan threw more than anybody overall, but two in one season. Johnny Vandermeer back-to-back for the Reds in 1938, still remarkable. Also in 38, a guy named Virgil Trucks pitched for the Tigers. Great name. Pitched for the Tigers. And Allie Reynolds of the 1951 Yankees. But Nolan wrapped up his second no-hitter of 1973 on this date, and it was the last batter that, as much as the no-hitter perhaps, at least in one sense, kind of stands out. now ready to go. Pitch, nope, down and in. Ball one to Cartaya. The last batter up is a guy who was a really good power hitter for the Tigers of that era. His name was Norm Cash. First baseman, if I recall. One ball, no strikes, and this pitch is swung on. Lifted high in the air, shallow right center field. Anybody? Out is Cooper Bowman. And right on the edge of sunlight and shadow, he will haul it in. Pop out, shallow center field. Cooper Bowman hauls it in. No runs, but a pair of two-out base hits. No errors, and those two men are left on base. So a couple of base hits, but Joey Estes out of the inning. So we go to the bottom half of inning number four, and our Village Car Wash score of this game remains the Rockhounds 2 and the Tulsa Drillers nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, and Gene McGuire will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Lazaro Armenteros and Caden Trinkle will follow here in the fourth. Hounds with a 2-0 advantage. Shane, left-handed hitter, strikeout victim his first time. First pitch by Nastrini, fouled straight back, 0-1. Shane at 2-13, three home runs, 24 driven in. Draws a good amount of walks. With the eye of a catcher. 0-1 pitch, and that ball fouled straight back. Right over the roof of the press box. No balls and two strikes. Well, again, Nolan Ryan, 1973, this date. He has two out in the bottom of the ninth at Detroit with the Angels. At that time was the great Nolan Ryan. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, way off speed, and good change of speed there. Boy, Nastrini. Again, got into some trouble in the third inning, bottom of the order. Did most of the damage, but that's his sixth strikeout. And the batter is Lazaro Armenteros. Strikeout victim, his first time up was Lazaro. Takes a backup pitch up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. So Nolan is leading. The Angels are leading the Tigers at that point, 6-0, two out, bottom of the ninth inning at Detroit, and he's throwing a no-hitter. Pitch down and in, ball two. And Norm Cash, very good, powerful hitter, comes to the plate. But he didn't have a baseball bat in his hands. Honest, here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and drilled. Left side base hit, Lazaro, with a top spin line drive over to make the play, Alcantara. But a base hit for Lazaro. You know, talking about Denzel Clark, certainly I think probably the guy who becomes really the foundation of the offense in terms of power and production. But Lazaro Armenteros, it's going to be really interesting to watch him in this second half, which is basically fully in gear now with the All-Star break behind us. One on and one down here is Caden Trinkle. Left-handed hitter takes outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Caden, the three-pitch strikeout his first time up. First name is C-A-E-D K-A-D-E-N. Very cool spelling, Caden. Last name Trinkle is T-R-E-N-K-L-E. Caden stirs that bat a little bit with the hands. He waits. He takes high and away, ball two. I will give you four possibilities, and the weird thing is one of them is absolutely true. This was obviously a genuine big league game. Nolan Ryan's got a no-hitter going. What Norm Cash brought to the plate with him instead of a bat. Pitch swung on, bounced, foul. Those possibilities are one, a table leg, two, a five iron, three, a tennis racket, or four, a white flag. Norm Cash showed himself to have a bit of a sense of humor on this date in a real live game. 2-1 pitch. Boy, just missed down and away. Mastrini, I think, a little looked in the eye. I think he wondered where that pitch was. Three balls, one strike. Armenteros has some good speed. He's not necessarily a base stealer. He's 2-for-4. But he can run a little bit. 3-1 pitch. Trinkle swings, loops one foul, out of play. Full count now, 3-2. What did Norm Cash bring to the plate instead of the bat? Was it a table leg, a five iron, a tennis racket, or a white flag to face Nolan Ryan with two out in the bottom of the ninth and a no-hitter? 3-2, runner goes, pitch is swung, punch, foul, I think, in the air right field. No, is it going to be left field, drifting over, and with room, Alcantara made the catch. Retreating to first base is Armenteros. For Caden, I think he thought that pitch probably too close to take. He reached for it a little bit, popped it in the air down the left field line. Alcantara broke quickly to his right and made the catch near the line for the out. Ball was in fair territory, so two men down. Armenteros back to first base. And here's Johnny Butler. Well, he started the Rockhounds' two-run rally in the third with a triple into the left field corner. Armenteros is running. Pitch is taken high. Throw by Cartaya. Going to tag him. Nope, he got down under it. That's a stolen base. Did I say he didn't run much? He sure did right there. 0-1 to Johnny Butler. Stolen base for Lazaro Armenteros is his third in five attempts. Hounds, of course, some power out of the batting order with Butler, Harris, and Hernandez gone. You never know. That might mean a little more of what we just saw. Utilizing the wheels a bit. Of course, Cooper Bowman back, and that'll increase that number. Backdoor pitch and a beauty. 0-2. Boy, Johnny Butler, you're getting picked on right there. That pitch just grazed the outside corner. Just a gorgeous pitch by Nastrini. Runner in scoring position, two down and an 0-2 count. Johnny, left-handed hitter, tapping that left shoulder with a bat. The pitch on the way by Nastrini, and he got him a swing and a miss. So a single by Lazaro and a stolen base, but nothing comes of it. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on. That's seven strikeouts for Nastrini. So we will go to the top half of inning number five. We'll give you our trivia answer on the other side of our break. Our Village Car Wash score through four complete. Rockhounds 2 and Tulsa nothing.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome to the weekend, and thanks so much for starting with us on Texas League Baseball. Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers from Momentum Bank Ballpark. A quick stay at home for the Hounds. Just a quick three-gamer. Hounds will be on the road next week, by the way, at Corpus Christi, and then back home for six against the Amarillo Sod Poodles just around the corner. And we go to the top half of the fifth inning. Yusniel Diaz, a strikeout victim his first time, will stand in. Bottom third of the order to face Joey Estes. Really play him to pull to the Rockhounds. Diaz swings and bounces one well, foul wide at third. Give you those four possibilities. Norm Cash actually brought this to the plate to face Nolan Ryan. Two out, bottom of the ninth, this date in 1973. Or close enough to this date. Angels 6, Tigers nothing. No hitter on the line with two outs in the ninth. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Did he bring a table leg, a 5-iron, a tennis racket, or a white flag? The one ball, one strike stretch and pitch by Estes backs him away. High and tight, 2-1. Brandon Lewis and Ismael Alcantara will follow here in the Tulsa fifth inning. Diaz, 232 batting average as he stands in waiting. Count 2-1, pitch by Estes, swing and a miss. Again, fastball with really good life to it. Two balls, two strikes. Stretch in the pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and he got him. That is eight strikeouts.
Number eight.
And again, the first seven he faced for Estes went down on strikes. Now here is Brandon Lewis. Well, it was described on the air by the great, I'm going to pause and emphasize that, the great Ernie Harwell of the Tigers. Ernie, not as accurate as anybody, but this, in this case he was slightly off, swinging a foul back off Lewis's bat. It's 0-1. It wasn't a white flag, although it might have been the most appropriate of the choices. And no, not a tennis racket. Not even a 5-iron. No. Here's the 0-1. That'll get there. Called strike 0-2. Ernie Harwell described it as a piano leg, but it was a table leg, so that's close enough. Here's the 0-2 ball hit in the air. Left field. That will drift over to Johnny Butler on the edge of sunlight and shadow. A little sunshine breaking through in deep center and left center. Pretty good swing on an 0-2 pitch by Lewis. He drove it fairly deep, but reachable easily for Johnny Butler in left field. Two down for Ismael Alcantara. He actually, Norm Cash, went into the clubhouse. Remember, this was 1973, so tables in the clubhouse were probably made out of good old-fashioned wood. Swing and a miss. Alcantara comes up empty on an off-speed pitch. So he brings his big old table leg, does Norm Cash, to the plate to face Nolan Ryan. Tongue-in-cheek, obviously. Pitch high and away for a ball. It's one ball, one strike, or a piano leg, as the great Mr. Harwell described it, which is really, I think, kind of captures the sentiment more anyway. Home plate umpire wouldn't let him use it, by the way. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch, high and away, ball two. But he gave it a shot, brought a table leg to the plate, stepped in against Nolan with a no-hitter on the line, was instructed to go get a baseball bat instead. Here's the 2-1 pitch, fouled away, it's 2-2. He did, and of course, well, I already told you he got the no-hitter, but he popped out to end the game. Would have been more fun to let him use the table leg. Norm Cash. I don't know if you could get away with that in any sense anymore. Pitch swung on, ground ball, third base, sharply hit, and is picked by Swift on the run, throws, and got him! Drew Swift, slap a little leather at third base. Wonderful play, moving to his left in an off-balance throw, and J.J. reached and grabbed it. Joey Estes has been outstanding. He has retired the side in order. Three up, three down, no runs, hits, or errors. We will go to the bottom of the fifth. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 2, Tulsa nothing.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Oh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first. Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Max Muncy making his Double-A debut with the Rockhounds this evening. He's batting 1,000 with an RBI. That's not bad. Right-handed hitter. Takes way up high for a ball. Really, really looking forward to watching this young man. Has really terrific skills. Very high draft choice. He's a top 10 prospect for the A's by virtually every rating system. 1-0 pitch. Did it hit him? Hit him. Well, welcome to Double-A for the second time. RBI single right back up the middle into third. Drove in the game's first run. Max hit by a pitch here. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman. Well, begin with a very, very different look to the Rockhounds lineup. And by the way, I'm going to mention that a lot because, again, I don't know that I've ever seen a trio quite like we have just seen called up all at once. That's such a change to the order. Toss to first and Max is back. But the more important thing there, the underlying, that's part of the game. That's why minor league baseball exists. It is, of course, to develop talent and to move them up when it's deserved. And, boy, was it deserved for all three guys. Cooper looks to bunt. Boy, took a strike. He didn't think so. Drew the bat back. And that pitch just got there with the fastball 0-1. But it really kind of accentuates things to look for. Cooper Bowman, you'd love to see that average. He's got it up to 256 coming in. Again, it's going to fluctuate a little bit. Swinging ground ball down the third base side. Beautifully backhanded at third base by Lewis. To second for one to first. And the ball will get away. But I think Cooper might have beaten it out anyway. Boy, that's a pretty pick at third base by Brandon Lewis. 5-4 goes to put out at second base. Really nice play. Well, if there's nobody on base, I don't know that it's going to get Cooper on that. He is just so very fast, but got the runner at second, and that was a really nice relay as well by Vivas because that play was close. The ball did deflect off the glove of the first baseman, Vargas. Now here's Drew Swift. He's down and away for a ball, 1-0. Drew figures to get more playing time. Again, Jeremy Ironman may be back as soon as this series, and certainly if he is back, he's going to get a good amount of playing time. Runner goes. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw trying to get Cooper. No way, no how. Stolen base for the burglar. Stolen base number 20 in 21 attempts. What we got, I believe. Let's see. Count is 2-0. Scoreboard has 0-1. I believe it's 2-0 to Drew. So a stolen base for Cooper. And he's going to try to get third and a swing and a miss. And he's got third base stolen. Back to back. Cooper Bowman. Oh, my goodness. How good is it to have him back in the order? He is just electric. Count is 2-1. 2-1 the count. Runner at third. And that forces the infield in. Again, speed can do so very much. Cooper, a huge part of the Rockhounds running game. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that's just outside, and it's now 3-1. Correct count is 3-0. I glanced at the scoreboard. Correct count, 3-1. 3-1. Infield in. Swift at the plate. He's 1-2. The 3-1 pitch, and that is down low, and 2-2. 2-2, forgive me. Now a 3-2 count. Now we've got it correct. Scoreboard and I met in the middle. It is now 3-2. We both had it wrong for a moment. It's Cooper Bowman's fault. 3-2. Swift waits, full count pitch, takes flight, swung on, punched into right center field, and that will sink in, drop for a base hit. Cooper Bowman's going to score the RBI to Drew Swift. He's 2-for-3, and boy, a big whole bunch of that goes to Cooper Bowman's speed. And it was Max Muncy, of course, who set the table. RBI single for Drew Swift. He is 2-for-3. The Rockhounds lead this game 3-0. Old Blair single by Drew. Two stolen bases for Cooper Bowman. He's 0-for-3 in the game, but again, we talk about getting that average bumped up. He's 0-for-2, but has two steals and a run scored now. Pitcher called strike to Denzel on the outside corner. Denzel Clark 1-for-2 with an RBI single to left field. Now, Cooper Bowman's re-addition to the roster, we hardly have to say what an impact he can have and really already has. 0-1 pitch, and that ball hit high in the air, right center field. That's well struck. That's still carrying, going back with room. Ramos, the center fielder, tracks it down. That ball was hit directly into the wind, and I don't think Denzel got it all anyway, and it's still carried out in the deep right center field. Second out of the inning of the fly ball to deep right center. It's J.J. now. Now, the point being that you look at so much of this lineup, and, you know, can Drew Swift continue to be anywhere? He's not going to hit 330, I don't think. But, again, can he continue to be as productive as he has been? Cooper Bowman's return, obviously big. Called strike to J.J. 0-1. And about Denzel as being the kind of the foundation guy now. Going to get opportunities for a lot of guys. One-third of the order has been changed and changed big time. Check swing, he went. That's a called strike, not a swinging strike, 0-2. I should have and did not, but I will after the game tonight for our post-game release, but add up Harris, Cernes, and Butler and what they had produced on the year. I mean, that's a lot. Ground ball out towards short. It'll be handled going the short way as Leonard. And the play made there. But Max Muncy set the table beautifully, and Cooper Bowman helped set it. And Drew Swift drives home the run. So we have played five innings of the series opener here. Give you some totals in a moment. After five complete. And the series opener at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Village Car Wash score Hounds 3 and Tulsa nothing.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Rockhounds with a hat trick. They lead it by the score of 3-0. Line score in this game, which has been dominated largely anyway by pitching and defense. Tulsa no runs on 3 hits. Rockhounds 3 runs on 6 hits. Hounds broke a scoreless tie in the third. Johnny Butler, a one-out triple. Max Muncy, first double-A RBI and his first double-A at bat with a sharp single up the middle. Drew Swift continued the rally with a single, and Denzel Clark added an RBI single, 2-0. Max Muncy hit by a pitch opening the fifth. Cooper Bowman reaches on a fielder's choice, steals second and third, and scores on Drew Swift's second single of the game. Top of the order, top of the sixth, and Joey Estes finds the outside corner to Austin Gauthier. Joey came on in the second inning by design in this game. Ryan Cusick was the opener going the first inning. 0-1 pitch, outside and high for a ball. Austin Gauthier, Yorbit Vivas, and Jose Ramos in the Tulsa third. Sun has come out from behind the clouds just enough to find the outfield wall a little bit, the rest of the ball yard in shadows. 1-1 pitch by Estes. Swing and a miss. Chased one away, did Gauthier. Austin with a walk in the first inning. He was eventually at third with two men down and was caught off the bag, then broke for home. That does go as a caught stealing, and that ended the inning. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-2, so he's 0 for 1, on base, 1 out of 2. And a two-ball, two-strike count. Estes with a pitch swung, ooh, fouled back, and that got, we got the mask of Shane McGuire. It's pretty good presence of mind. The ball actually popped almost straight up in the air, not much at all, maybe 3 feet or so, if that, and Shane kind of thought that he was looking for it, but couldn't find it. Ball dropped to the deck. Pretty good awareness. 2 balls, 2 strikes, pitched by Estes, way up and in, turned him away. Count goes full, 3-2. Hounds and Drillers tomorrow evening. It'll be a 7 o'clock start. Pitch from Estes is swung on and popped foul. JJ will give a look, but I think he's going to run out of room by a bit. So 3-2 a second time. Fireworks for you tomorrow evening following the game. Military Appreciation Weekend, that's always a really cool fireworks show. And Sunday afternoon, homestand and series wrap up 1 o'clock first pitch. 3-2, swung on a hard hit, second base. Boy, looking at the glove is Cooper Bowman. That ball was really tagged. Throw him to first is in time for the out. Boy, Gauthier hit it hard. One second baseman makes the play to his Cooper. Now here is Yorbit Vivas, the Driller's second sacker, comes to the plate. And Rockhounds will be on the road to Corpus Christi beginning next week for a 6-game series. Swinging a high pop-up, that'll get out of play off Vivas' bat. Yorbit 0 for 2. He has flown to center and struck out swinging. Left-handed hitter. Drillers, by the way, starting the second half with a road trip. It'll cover about a week and a half. They'll go to Springdale, Arkansas from here. Swing and a miss. Boy, a big cut by Vivas. Comes up empty 0-2. So the Drillers have a 9-game road trip before returning to beautiful One Oak Field. 0-2 pitch. Down and in. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. They will. Beginning next Tuesday. Joey Estes ready to go. 1 ball, 2 strike count. Left-handed hitter Yorbit Vivas swings and bounces this one foul. This one got either catcher McGuire or maybe our home plate umpire. Kevin Martin, acting crew chief for this evening. He's from Phoenix, Arizona, behind the plate. Mickey Smith at first base from Aubrey, Texas. And local umpire Trent Petrie is filling in tonight. He's at third base. Is Trent. The swing and a well-hit ball in the right field. Turn on that ball, drove it. That's going to get down for at least one. Going to give a turn, but again, like Trenkel got there in a hurry. Fires it back in. Good hustle again by Caden. Good at bat by Vivas. He got down in the count 0-2 and then ripped a 1-2 pitch on a line into right field toward the line. One on and one man down. Third hit allowed by Joey. And here is Jose Ramos. And Bobby Crosby out of the dugout. Yep, he will go to the bullpen. So it'll be one man on and one man down. 4 1/3 for Joey Estes in this game. Boy, you got to get a round of applause, and those who are paying attention will give that to him as he will depart here in the sixth inning. Runner at first base with one away. Again, the Rockhounds bullpen has changed a little bit. Perhaps not quite as drastically as has the batting order. Double check here to make sure we have the right man in the ball game. But I think it's Trey. Oh, it is. Yep. Couldn't quite find him in the crowd initially, but yep, Trey Schupach will come on to pitch here in the sixth. And he will face the 3-4 and 5 batters as needed in the Tulsa order. So Shupak is on to pitch. Joey Estes goes 4 1/3. Gave up just 3 base hits, no runs. He's responsible, of course, for the man on base. Did not walk a batter. Struck out 8, including the first 7 he faced in this game. Trey Shupak, veteran right-hander, will come out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Trey makes his 25th appearance. He is 4-0 with a very solid 4.17 earned run average. Brian Howard has been released. And again, so obviously sorry to see that, because as we said in the pregame show, just one of those, got to be on your good guys list if you have one. He really does terrific. Charles Hall has been sent to Lansing in the Midwest League, up from Lansing. Tyler Baum, really anxious to watch him. He has been lights out at single A. And Jossiel De La Cruz has been activated off the injured list at last. Good to see. Now Jose Ramos, pitch from Trey, down and away, 1 ball, no strikes. Base runner is Yorba Divas, a good base dealer. He's 13 out of 17. Pitch just off the outside corner, ball 2, 2-0. Last rays of the sun now have gone away. Field entirely in shadows. Wind is still very much a factor, right to left and inward. A foul pole swirling inward from time to time. Chopper toward third. It is a foul ball. You know, it's too bad that's a foul ball. Drew Swift made that play, threw back across his body, almost submarine style, to second base. Now, it's a foul ball, but I can tell you this, Vivas would have been out. My goodness. Play that never was, but it was a heck of a play. 2 balls and a strike to Ramos. Again, Jose, guy with really good pop. He's 0 for 2 in the game. He has flown out to fairly deep right field and also flown out to center. And again, top 10 in the league, and at least top 10 in both home runs and runs batted in, 16 and 50 respectively. Stretcher pitch by Shupak. Bends one down and away. Ball 3, 3-1 to a dangerous hitter. So the bullpen changing a little bit. Lineup changing a lot. We'll touch on that in our Astound Broadband Road to the Show. With a really cool sidebar. Pitch up and in. Well, that's ball 4. So Trey Shupak, that's the last thing you want to do. He's now put the tying run at home plate with 2 men on base. Down to second goes Vivas. Ramos on at first. And the batter is Imanol Vargas. Vargas, a dangerous guy with 11 home runs, 50 driven in. He is 2 for 2 in the ballgame. Pounds 3 drillers, nothing, but Tulsa now with a threat. They had 2 men on in the 4th inning, but that came with 2 men down. Left-handed hitter waits, takes strike over the inside edge. Good aggressive pitch by Trey, and the count goes no balls and a strike. Shupak in 41 innings. 38 base hits, 16 walks, and 38 strikeouts. Swinging a high chopper out towards second base. Going to be handled by Bowman. Makes a good play. Throws to first for the out. Cooper had to backpedal a little bit, and boy, that ball almost ate him up. Really sharply hit ball with a ton of topspin on it. Took Cooper to his left into the edge of the grass. He made the play nicely. Right about at the shoulders, it appeared. Boy, at least. So Vargas is out at first base. Both runners advance. So it's second and third, 2 out, and boy, maybe the biggest at bat of this game so far for Hounds pitching. Here's Edis Leonard. Swings, pops it up. Playable, I think. Cooper looking. Bowman the call. And he's got the pop up for the out. Boy, there is enough wind to make everything an adventure. But Leonard pops out. The second baseman, Cooper Bowman, made a really nice play on Vargas and handles the pop-up in the wind as well. So no runs on a base hit. Boy, Joey Estes, 4 1/3, no runs, 3 hits, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. This qualify, of course, is a quality start, but it's a heck of a performance. We go to the bottom half of the sixth, and our Village Car Wash score remains Rockhounds 3, Tulsa nothing.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Last half of the sixth, and Nick Nastriti still on to pitch. Shane McGuire, Lazaro Armenteros, and Caden Trinkle will face it. Just heard from our friends at Astound Broadband a couple of moments ago. And road to the show, we mentioned the changes in the bullpen. Charles Hall going to single A. Brian Howard apparently on his way to TCU to become that university's pitching coach. And if that's the case, the Horned Frogs got a good one. And again, the activation of Jossiel De La Cruz and the addition of Tyler Bowen. Shane McGuire stands in sixth inning. Takes a breaking pitch strike, and it's 0-1. On the other side of things, though, with the lineup, 1/3 of it gone, and pretty important third pitch called strike outside corner. It's 0-2. Brett Harris, Daryl Hernandez, and Lawrence Butler all going to Las Vegas. And again, that impact is rather remarkable. And it makes for a really intriguing look at what now, how does this club now develop? Going from here, here's a swing and a well-hit ball to right field. Going back and reaching up and over the shoulder, Gauthier hauls that in. Shane McGuire took an 0-2 pitch and ripped it into the wind, and I think maybe that kept it playable. But boy, playable makes it sound easy, and that wasn't Gauthier with a really nice over-the-shoulder catch in right field. Ball well hit, beautifully gloved. It's an 0-2 pitch. Now here's Lazaro. 1-2. Shane McGuire's getting picked on, by the way. He's been up 3 times. He's been down to the count 0-2 all 3 times. Really good swing of the bat in the 0-2 that time. Swinging a foul away to Lazaro, Armenteros, who is 1-2 in the game with a strikeout and a single and a stolen base. Outfielder by trade, designated hitter in this game. 0-1 count. Pitch point backs up, but stays up and in. Count 1-1. There are two other names on the road to the show, and they are at the next two levels. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Just down and away. So cool. Tyler Soderstrom, Rockhounds from a year ago. And Zach Geloff, also from a year ago. Pitch, that's a called strike of the knees. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Lazaro. They have both been called up from Las Vegas to the Oakland A's. They are making their debuts at Oakland tonight. Swing and a miss. Boy, Lazaro with a huge swing. Not on strikes again. He's got a high strikeout number. That's 62 of them. In 137 at bats. And here's Caden Trinkle now. Left-handed hitter 0-2. He's played very solid defense, by the way, in this game. You have Tyler, I think, batting fifth and Zach sixth in the Oakland order. And, boy, you have to think and really hope they're there for a long while. Bouncing ball wide at first. Of course, well, there's so much going on with Oakland or Las Vegas or whatever they're going to be. And just the way things have gone, Tyler and Zach probably getting their opportunities to debut a bit sooner than they otherwise would, but they are two just outstanding talents. The one pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. And you want a little sidebar? Here's your sidebar. Zach Geloff is making his Major League debut tonight, and tonight is Zach Geloff bobblehead doll night here. Swinging a fly ball right field. Drifting over with room is Gauthier, and this one he's got routinely. 1-2-3. This is just called bobbleheads anymore, aren't they? Zach Geloff bobblehead night here, where he played a year ago on the night in which he makes his Big League debut. No, we didn't plan it. We couldn't have possibly known. But it is just such a cool accident and coincidence. So, Zach, Tyler, congratulations, man. Big League debuts this evening in Oakland. After six, back home in Rocky Town, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Drillers nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh, and Diego Cartaya will lead it off. Takes a strike in the knees on the outside corner. Cartaya, Diaz, and Lewis facing Trey Schupak at the top of the seventh inning. 3-0 Hounds. A big swing and a miss of the 0-1. Cartaya down to the count 0-2. Diego has struck out swinging. Popped out to second, so he will ask here for his timeout. So stretch inning, still playing largely under Mother Nature's light, almost exclusively. Pale blue evening sky all around. 0-2 pitch. Down and away for a ball. Count 1-2. Cartaya, as mentioned, not hitting for average much. 2-0-3, but he's got some power. 11 home runs, 37 driven in. Slightly open stance. Takes down and away for a ball. 2-2. Crowds the plate a little bit. It's a right-handed hitter. Diego, outstanding prospect for the Dodgers out of Maracay, Venezuela. Swings and sends a high fly ball left field. Wind is pushing. That ball high and deep to the corner, and it'll be handled by Johnny Butler. Boy, right at bullpen corner. That is where the bullpen fence at 4.5 feet meets the high outfield wall, which is 18 feet over there. And, man, that was right at that corner. He pulls that about 6 feet. It's gone. Fly ball. That was nicely handled by Butler. Man down, and here is Yusniel Diaz. He has struck out twice against Joey Estes. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-0 from Trey Schupak. Joey, of course, remains the pitcher of record in this game. Came on in the second. Swinging a shot down the right field side. Boy, that almost got the glove of J.J. Schwarz over to make the play as Trinkle. And he will come up throwing. Digging for two is Diaz on a throw a little bit wide. Boy, that's good hustle, though. Trinkle got to that ball in a hurry. That throw was a little bit wide of second base. Diaz with a one-out double. Now here's Brandon Lewis. He has struck out and flown out to left field. So the Rockhounds on top, 3-0. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Runner in scoring position with one man down. Brandon Lewis at 194, six home runs, 25 driven in. Couple of hard hit balls to start the seventh. There's a clean base hit right up the middle. Diaz had to get back and jump out of the way of the ball, so he will hold at third base, advancing just 90 feet. But the Drillers have hit the ball hard here in this inning. It is first and third with only one man down, and that'll bring up Ismael Alcantara. So Trey Shupak in a bit of a jam now, tying run at home plate. Alcantara bounced out to third base his last time up in a nice play by Drew Swift. Struck out in the third, both against Estes. Pitch from Shupak swung on and missed. Fastball elevated a bit at 92 and a swinging strike one. Alcantara, right-handed hitter. 6'1", 200 pounds out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 0-1 pitch. Got there, striking the knees inside corner. Shupak using both sides of the plate there to gain an 0-2 advantage. Top of the order, Austin Gauthier on deck in the seventh inning. Right-hander set, runners at the corners, 0-2 pitch, high and away. Count a ball and two strikes. Gauthier pretty well straight away, playing the pull a little bit in center and left. Stretched by Shupak, 1-2 count. Trey with a pitch, nope, down and away. Yanked that one, blowing outside, 2-2. Caden Trenkel not overly deep in right field. Again, the wind is pushing foul pole to foul pole, and we can feel it a little bit inward as well. And, of course, it swirls a bit. Alcantara ready, runners their leads at the corners. 2-2 pitch, chopper out towards shortstop. And the ball took a hop and kicked off Max Muncy's glove. Run will score, runners at first and third. Boy, I don't know, that won't be a base hit. I think that ball took a bad hop, but I sure could be wrong to see what Steve saw on that. Boy, it looked like it took a nasty little hop. Don't know if we'll get a second look. We're talking about it, that's a tough one. Yeah, it'll be a base hit. I thought it took a little bit of a hop, so we'll give him a base hit. And that's a tough one. Of course, any pitching coach probably wants an error. Hitting coaches want a hit, but that's a really tough one to gauge because the ball certainly did take a bit of a hop. How much? Of course, you'd like a third and fourth and fifth look at it. So, bad hop, bouncer to shortstop, drives home the first run of the game for the Drillers. Diaz is in to score. Lewis comes around from first to third with good hustle there. As the ball didn't get very deep in the left field, and Alcantara is on at first base. Ismael, by the way, playing just his 11th game, picks up his fourth RBI. Now, top of the order, it's 3-1, tying runs on base. Gauthier checks his swing, did not go, one ball, no strikes. Austin 0 for 2, plus a walk. Top of the order for the Drillers, a 3-1 Rockhounds lead. Set by the right-hander, Shupak's delivering. That ball is lined into left field. Going back is Butler, who will reach up and make the catch, but that's going to drive in a run. Boy, well-hit ball. Drillers have hit the ball hard in this inning. Sack fly to left field. So scoring with ease is Lewis. Gauthier on the second out of the inning draws the Drillers to within a run. The batter will be Jorbit Vivas. He is 1-for-3 with a single. Runner at first, two men down. Shupak's pitch low and inside for a ball from Trey. One ball, no strikes. Alcantara, by the way, in 10 games has attempted 4 stolen bases, but he is 0-for-4. Mention that because he's the tying run. Pitch just outside and low for a ball, 2-0. Jorbit Vivas, left-handed hitter. Again, 298 coming in, and he's 1-for-3 in this game, so a terrific season at the plate for average. And has been productive. Pitch from Shupak, down and away, ball 3-0. And the top of the order, and I really haven't mentioned it, probably should have, and it intended to. Austin Gauthier and Jorbit Vivas have as many walks as strikeouts, both of them. and they don't strike out a ton. But match it with walks, called strike inside corner 3-1. Devos, who has 285 at-bats, 35 strikeouts, 35 walks, has struck out once in this game, so add one to the K total. Stretching pitch by Shupak. That's down and in. That's ball four. And that will bring up Jose Ramos, and he's the top run producer on this ball club. So Trey having his struggles here. First and second. Ramos over two. Two flyouts and eight. Base on ball. So here in the seventh, Drillers have scored twice, have two on with two out. That counts three and the Drillers two. Ramos a 259 hitter to go with a excellent power and production. 16 home runs, 50 driven in. Runners their leads. Shupak set from the belt. Looks at second. Turns, comes to the plate. Finds the outside corner with a dart. 0-1. Ramos reaches out, taps the plate one time. Native of Panama is the right-handed hitter. Set by Shupak, pitch takes flight, down and away. One ball and one strike. Nope, top of the seventh, a 3-2 game. Ramos, bright red batting gloves in both hands. He stirs that bat, those hands up high. Stretch a pitch by Shupak, swung on and missed, and it down goes 1-2. Drillers have two runs on seven hits. Rockhounds have three runs on six base hits. Boy, third baseman Drew Swift, I mean, he is playing basically no doubles defense right now. Really haven't played the pull. Stretch, and he sends one line drive down the left field side. That is a fair ball. That is going to tie the game, and that will not, it's not going to break the tie, but it ties it up. Boy, a line drive double by Ramos down the left field line and just lasered it. In to score easily from second base is Alcantara. Vivas stops at third, but we are all tied up. And Bobby Crosby coming out of the Rockhounds dugout. And he will make the call to the bullpen. So a tough evening for Trey Shupak. He will give up three runs on four base hits. Also had a walk in the mix. Ramos with that RBI double, his 51st. Driven in on this season. So not only have the Drillers tied it, they now have the go-ahead run and a second run in scoring position with two men down in the inning. So Trey will go an inning and a third overall. And the Hounds will go to the bullpen. I want to say Durbin Feltman, but I'd love to, you know, I say this so often, relief pitchers are such sneaky human beings. Crowd around him initially, couldn't get a good look. And it is indeed. So Durbin Feltman will come on to pitch. He has been outstanding. He got roughed up a little bit in Frisco, and that has not happened very often. I mean, not very often at all of late. Gave up four runs in his last outing. ERA took a pop in the chops. He will inherit runners at second and third. And there are two men out in the inning. For Trey Shupak, an inning and a third. Four hits all in this inning. Three runs. He's responsible for both men on base. Well, two batters, had no strikeouts. So Trey, who came on in the sixth inning, will get a blown save in this game. Be the pitcher of record as it stands right now, at least for this moment in time. So Joey Estes no longer figuring in the decision after a terrific start. By the way, elsewhere in the Texas League this weekend with quick three-game series all across the league, Corpus Christi is at Arkansas, and the Travelers, that's a very, very good club. They're 52-28. Travs lead the Hooks 8-4, bottom of the fifth at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. San Antonio is shutting out Northwest Arkansas 4-0, bottom of the seventh in San Antonio. Wichita leads Springfield 3-2 at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas, top of the seventh. And Frisco leads Amarillo 6-2 at Hodgetown, bottom of the sixth. Now, Vargas, 2-1. Big swing and a miss at the first offering. 0-1. Emanuel Vargas, 2-for-3. Last time hit that top spin bouncer that Cooper Bowman made a really nice play on. 0-1 count, second and third, the runners in a 3-all tie. Two men out here in the seventh inning. Runners, of course, can go on contact. 0-1 pitch, strike down the middle, 0-2. Vargas pretty well taking all the way. Steps out, doesn't ask for time, just stepped out right back in. Left-handed hitter. Runners that leads off second and third. 0-2 set by Feltman. Durbin with a kick and a pitch. And oh, my, back to the backstop on a wild pitch. Tie is broken. So in the score is Vivas. And, boy, got ahead in the count 0-2 and then just launched one back to the screen. So Ramos now is at third, but in the score is Vivas. The run goes to Trey Schupak. Now it is 1-2 with a runner at third. So the Drillers on top, 4-3. A four-run seventh inning for Tulsa. 1-2 stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss. When wouldn't you know it, after the wild pitch comes right back with a strikeout. And boy, the one that got away. So the inning will come to an end, but not before the Drillers tie it and break the tie all in one half inning. So we've got a little non-Googleable trivia coming up for you in our Take Me Out to the Ball Game, a little current stuff to ponder. And our Village Car Wash score, the seventh inning stretch, now reads Tulsa 4 and the Rockhounds 3.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Orlando Ortiz on to pitch in the seventh inning. And I started to say about an inning ago that Nick Nastrini pitched a very good game in this contest. He was simply on the short end of the score, but he is no longer. He gets up six base hits over six innings and three runs. Much like Joey Estes had great command, he did not walk a batter, struck out seven. He hit one batter, and that turned into a run. Nastrini overall a very good start. That's a quality start. Three runs allowed in six innings, and he's the pitcher of record as Ortiz will come on now in relief. For the Rockhounds, it'll be Johnny Butler, Max Muncy, then back up top for Cooper Bowman. Johnny Butler. Butler is 1-for-2, a triple and a run scored. Scored the game's first run in the third inning after the three-bagger. Right-hander delivers and finds the heart of the plate, called strike, going one. Triple and a whiff for the Rockhounds left fielder. Ortiz comes set at the belt. Tall right-hander delivers, swing and a miss, quick 0-2 count. Ortiz 6'3", 195 out of Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico. Right-hander set. 0-2 pitch, swing and a high fly ball left field. Going back, still back. Well, this ball is high and deep. This ball's got a chance to do some damage. That's going to find the base of the wall. Johnny Butler, oh, he almost tried for three. That is an 0-2 pitch and another extra base hit for Johnny Butler. I mean, this is nuts. This is his eighth game at Double-A. He is 2-for-3 in this game with a triple and a double. Johnny Butler has six base hits as a Rockhound, five of them for extras. three doubles and two triples in 30 at-bats. Now Max Muncy. Muncy one for one with an RBI single. Chopper to third base. Going to be handled by Lewis. He'll have to hurry a little bit. Max is out. Runner does not move up. You know, that's a case where you have to move the runner to third base, but Max over the top of that little chopper to third. Nicely handled by Lewis. Non-Googleable trivia. Well, it's Googleable, but we probably won't give you time. If the big league playoffs began today, who's in? It is really close. Second half of the big leagues, the ceremonial second half. They're a little bit past halfway as it is, but ceremonial second half is going to be remarkable. Here's Cooper now. Takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. Who's in, who's out? Some names that you figure, and some names that you can tell me you had them on your they'll be in the playoffs list. No, you didn't. Oh, goodness. Maybe you did. You are amazing. Here's the one ball, no strike pitch. Cooper take the strike. Outside half, one ball, one strike from Ortiz. If you look at Orlando's numbers and then answer our non-Googleable, Ortiz has made just one appearance, and it was as a starter. Was brilliant. Gave up no runs on one hit over six innings. There's a ball hit down the third base. That's a fair ball. Hit the umpire. So it's, I believe, dead ball. Base hit, first and third. If that ball gets down the line, this game is tied. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Bobby just stood hands on hips and took his cap off, rubbed his head. Oh, my goodness. Cooper Bowman, one for four. Boy, that was sharply hit. Let me get a second look. I don't know that we will. I don't think so. Sharply hit down the third baseline. And, of course, and remember, that's Cooper running, so that's extra bases for sure. But, well, I believe fairly sure hit the umpire. And now a jog out to the mound by catcher Diego Cartaya. He'll be joined by at least part of the infield. So, boy, it's frustrating for the Rockhounds right there. That's a tie game. If that goes down the line, it's a tie game with a go-ahead run in scoring position. But that's the game, isn't it? In the American League, who would be in? Tampa Bay. That's an easy one. Again, I don't know if you would have had them right where they are, but they are certainly in. Texas. A bit of a surprise, maybe. And Cleveland in the always humorous AL Central. How about wild cards? Baltimore. Great story. Houston. And Toronto. But look at the American League. Check the teams just out. If we give you the national teams who are in. Here's Drew Swift. First and third, one man down, 4-3 Tulsa. Pitch to Drew. Outside, back to the screen. Turnabout is fair play. Game is tied in a wild pitch. Well, after all of that, it is a tie game with the go-ahead run in scoring position. Or those who might say the baseball heavens were smiling down right there, saying, hey, wait a minute, that wasn't right. So wild pitch, run scores, that's a blown save for Ortiz. And a pitch is called strike to Drew Swift, and the count is one ball, one strike. Cooper Bowman is the base runner. There is one man out. He's at second, not going. It's just with low and away. Good backhand there. Good play by Cartaya. Real quick, National League, who's in? Atlanta. Again, that's Atlanta and Tampa Bay, just outrageously good. The Dodgers now back in first place, yep. And Cincinnati, and of course you had them. No, you didn't. Two balls, one strike. Stretch and pitch by Ortiz. Swing and a miss. Count evens up to Drew, 2-2. And the wild cards, I'm not sure anybody had any of these three. Miami, Arizona, and San Francisco. And, of course, it's the names who are missing that are pretty notable, I think, especially in the National, but really both leagues. 2-2 now to Swift. Cooper bluffs. Long look at him by Ortiz. Pitch to the plate. Swift sends a fly ball into right field. Has got a chance. Reaching up. Got the air. Makes another over-the-shoulder catch. Boy, that's two of those. He's playing shallow because of the wind and rather, overwhelmingly shallow, but he was a little bit more so against Drew Swift with that wind fairly strong still blowing in. That ball almost got over his head. Gauthier with his second really good catch in this game. Two men down. Here's Denzel Clark. 4-4 tie, last of the seventh inning. Denzel 1-for-3 with an RBI. Down and back to the screen. Another wild pitch. So runner at third is Cooper Bowman. Two down in the inning. 4-4 tie. Down 1-0 to Denzel. Real quick on the wild cards. The American League, Yankees out by one, Boston by two. It'll be crazy, isn't it? Here's the 1-0 pitch to Denzel. Boy, that's a high strike. One ball, one strike. Seattle's hanging around, four out. Angels and Twins, five. Boy, that should be some kind of race second half. The National League, by the way, the Phillies and Brewers, a half game back. One ball, one strike. Pitch from Ortiz almost yanked that one to the screen, backhanded by Cartaya. 2-1 to count. Of course, real quick, just to finish the thought, San Diego, everybody had them on the list. They're six games out of the wild card. Here's the 2-1 stretch and pitch by Ortiz. Swing and a miss, and boy, that one down and away. 2-2. Cartaya has at least twice now saved a run from scoring. Although one run, of course, has scored on a wild pitch. Denzel waits, 2-2 count. 4-4 tie, bottom of the seventh. 2-2 pitch. And that did it! Got away! And Cooper Bowman scores! And Ortiz is furious with himself, and the Hounds lead 5-4. Well, I mean, two or three times, Cartaya was just terrific back there. Three wild pitches from Ortiz, and this one gives the Rockhounds the lead back. It is 5-4. Ironic, of course, pitching was dominant earlier in this game, and now three runs have scored on wild pitches. Denzel swings, punches one foul, 3-2. Well, sum it up on our non-Googleable. Boy, you've got teams you expected, teams you didn't expect. Notice, of course, the Mets nowhere on that list. Oh, they never know. Should just make for a terrific second half. 3-2. Down away, and that's back to the screen. It won't go as a wild pitch because it's ball four, but it was a pitch that got all the way back to the backstop. So Ortiz is having a heck of a time. This is odd, again, and his only other outing as a member of the Drillers. He's going to get a visit to the mound from one of the pitching coaches. Went six innings. No runs on a hit, one walk, three strikeouts. Boy, he has really struggled in this. So a blown save, and he is now the pitcher of record is Ortiz. Durbin Feltman now the pitcher of record for the Rockdowns. Of course, one of his two inherited runners scored on a wild pitch, which ironically was followed by a strikeout. So a very quick conversation on the mound. 5-4 ball game. Boy, part of this game, I mean, really crisp and well played. Runs certainly pretty well earned. I'm not talking about in the pitching category, earned or unearned, but some key base hits, a couple of stolen bases along the way by Cooper Bowman. But boy, here in the seventh inning, wild pitches accounting with three different runs, and a pitch down and away again. That pitch almost got loose to J.J. Schwarz. J.J. 0-for-3. Shane McGuire on deck. Hounds lead 5-4, seventh inning. Pitch to Schwarz, a high strike. Fastball was just there. One ball and one strike. J.J. a 220 coming into the game. Six home runs, 26 driven in. Right-handed hitter straight away in the box. Denzel has the lead and draws a throw. It's back to the bag. This game played at a very quick pace, I guess typical of the pitch clock early in the game. The seventh inning, I didn't think to jot down the time, of course, but boy, the seventh inning has taken a while. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air, left side, playable perhaps. Drifting, foul ground, long run. Anybody going to get there? And a sliding catch out of nowhere by Alcantara. With that ball high up in the stratosphere, shortstop Leonard was chasing, and Alcantara, I think, got a late break but made a brilliant catch. So the inning is over. And in the inning for the Rockhounds, two runs on two hits, three wild pitches, and one man left on base. No RBIs in that inning, both runs scored on wild pitches. So we're bound for the top of the eighth inning. We'll give you some totals coming up. Village Car Wash score through seven. Rockhounds lead the Tulsa Drillers by the score of 5-4.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Boy, a little bit of everything. Kind of a two sides of the coin game from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hounds on top, 5-4 after 7. Team has 8 hits. The other team has committed an error. Game has been very well played defensively. Pitching has kind of been up and down as we go to the top of the 8th inning. Durbin Feltman delivers first pitch swing. Boy, and a ground ball to third. Drew Swift had him played on the line, throws to first, and on one pitch, Eddie Leonard sends a sharp ground ball to third and give part of that one to the iPad. The other part to Drew Swift for making the play, but a sharply hit ball right at the bag at third base. Drew was there, made the play. Boy, they're going to do the same kind of setup for Diego Cartaya. We've seen, of course, infields play to pull, but boy, this, I think in this series, this game anyway, against Tulsa, pitched down low for a ball. With a left side of the infield, two or three different hitters, they really play basically no doubles defense. Pitch drops down and in, ball two, 2-0 to Cartaya. Diego 0-3. Hit the ball deep into the left field corner his last time up. It was the ball that Johnny Butler caught right at the intersection of the infield, the bullpen fence and the outfield high wall. 2-0 pitch, popped high in the air to center field, not deep. Denzel coming on. He's camped, and he's got it for the out. That breeze makes everything just a little uneasy. Towering pop up to center, two men down to the eighth for Yusniel Diaz. Hounds took a 3-0 lead with two runs in the third inning. RBI single by Max Muncy. RBI single Denzel Clark. Johnny Butler set the table with a one-out triple. Here's Diaz now. Yusniel takes. Just down and in, ball one. Hounds made it 3-0 in the fifth inning. RBI single by Drew Swift. There's a 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul sliced out of play. One ball, one strike. And the Drillers put a 4 spot on the board in the seventh. Scored 4 runs on 4 base hits. A wild pitch allowing one run to score. Pitch on the way, and that is fouled back. And the count goes 1-2. RBIs for Ismael Alcantara with a base hit to shortstop. A little bad hop bouncer. Austin Gauthier with a sacrifice fly. And Jose Ramos with a line drive double. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air. This popped up down the right field side. J.J. over the shoulder and foul ground, and the Hounds first baseman tucks it away. So a 1-2-3 inning for Durbin Feltman. And we will go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Opening game of what will be a three-game set when all is said and done on Sunday afternoon. And after 7.5, our Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, Drillers 4.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Last half of the eighth inning, Rockhounds 5 and Tulsa 4. Shane McGuire will lead it off. Shane 0 for 3, but he ripped it his last time up. Austin Gauthier made a terrific play in right field for Tulsa. Big swing and a miss by the Hounds catcher, and it's 0-1. This is his fourth time up. He still has not seen a pitch out of the zone, or at least a non-strike. One pitch. Just out, there we go. Just outside ball one, 1-1. The reverse radio jinx. Struck out twice, once in the second, once in the fourth, and ripped the line drive caught by Gauthier in the sixth. Leads it off here in the eighth, 5-4 Hounds. Swing and a high pop-up, middle of the infield. Shortstop, I believe, will make the call. Yep, he will, and the catch will, Leonard. So pop out, and one man down. Here's Lázaro Armenteros. A single and a steal sandwiched between a couple of strikeouts. Game bottom of the eighth inning. Right-handed hitter waits. Orlando Ortiz with the delivery, and that's a strike in the knees outside corner. My goodness, perfect pitch. Maybe so frustrated with himself on the two runs that scored on wild pitches, as obviously any pitcher would be, but well, you could just see it. The 0-1 pitch just drops low, one ball, one strike. Drillers play Lázaro across the infield, really to pull. Pitch a strike, boy, high strike, outside edge, 1-2. Yeah, I'm one that doesn't think shifts should be banned, but now that they are, it really hasn't intruded on enjoyment of the game. There's the 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. And Lázaro with a hat trick to go with a single. So he's 1-for-4. Strikeout number is one that, again, when you look ahead toward what remains, for Lázaro, you'd love to see the strikeout number come down. That's 63 strikeouts in 138 at-bats, and that's close enough to 50%. And here is Caden Trinkle. Ground ball sharply hit, and it kicks off the glove of the third baseman, Lewis. Well, I don't know. He was playing in. That will be an E5. That was sharply hit. That was a good AB by Trinkle. That'll go as an error because Lewis was certainly right there. Sharply hit ball. Brandon couldn't make the play. That's first error of the game on either team. So, Caden 0-for-4, again making his double-A debut. And here's Johnny Butler. He's Mr. Extra Base Hit. 2-for-3 in the game with a triple and a double. And he scored both times. Swings and misses, comes up empty here, and it's 0-1. And of course, he is now the only Rockhounds outfielder, last name Butler, with Lawrence now at Las Vegas. Johnny, left-handed hitter. Throw to first base, and Caden will turn and dive back in. Did he call the balk? Yeah, they did call the balk. And there is, don't think there's any argument. Well, yeah, maybe there is from the dugout. There's conversation anyway. Don't know that it's overly heated. I think that's one of those, are you sure? What did you see? But, yep, it'll be a balk. So down to second goes Caden Trinkle. Hounds, of course, would love to add an insurance run here to a 5-4 lead. Looks like Durbin Feltman will close this, but we'll check, of course, in the ninth. Hard hit ball, but it's hit at second base. Handled nicely there by Vivas. Throw to first base for the out. Butler hit it sharply. Vivas makes the play, and the error in the box can do no damage. No runs or hits. One error. First of the ball game for either team. And one man left on base. Well, Rockhounds will try to close out the first game of this three-game set and open the post-All-Star break. We shall see what unfolds to the top of the ninth. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 5, Drillers 4.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the ninth, and Durbin Feltman back door. He fires down low. Top of the ninth inning is underway as Brandon Lewis looks at ball one. Lewis right-handed in, third baseman. No pitch. Settle in for a strike. High strike. One and one. Rockhounds 5, Drillers 4. Couple of lead changes in this game. 1-1 pitch by Feltman. Swing and a miss and a rip by Lewis. One ball, two strikes. Brandon hitting 194 coming in. 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And does have 6 home runs to his credit. 25 driven in. Ismael Alcantara in the top of the order. Austin Gauthier to follow. 1-2 is low and away. Count is 2-2. Durbin wants a new baseball. When again, that infield alignment, third baseman Drew Swift. No doubles defense. He is about a step and a half, maybe 2 steps off the line. Shortstop Muncy way toward third. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Morena. Like the slider away, and out on strikes is Lewis. 10 strikeouts for Rockhounds, pitching 2 for Durbin Feltman, 8 for Joey Estes, including the first 7 he faced. One down in the ninth inning. Batter is Ismael Alcantara. Right-handed hitter is 1-for-3. RBI and a run scored. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Durbin Feltman is already the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds. Here's the stretch of pitch to Alcantara. Takes up and away for a ball, 1-1. Boy, Swift now looking to the third baseman. He's one long stride off the line at third, so really guarding that line. Pitch swung on, fouled the other way off into deep right field and beyond. 1-2. Ivan Feltman comes in. I started to give you his numbers about 18 times. Okay, well, twice. 3.10 ERA, pitch down and in, ball two. He a rough time out his last time, and with the relievers, of course, they don't have as many innings as starters rack up, so one tough outing can really bump the ERA. 2-2 pitch, sliced foul out of play, 2-2. Gave up four runs on five hits in an inning in the third at Frisco in his last out and came in with a 1.95 ERA, exited the game at 3.10. He's on a tremendous stretch of games prior to that. High pop-up into shallow right. It might not even make the grass. Cooper Bowman will give away to J.J. in the first base to make the catch. Bell will toll the second time. Pop out to first base with both J.J. and Cooper right there. Two down, and now here is Austin Gauthier.
Come back at number nine, Austin Gauthier.
Past him. If he gets on base, though, each of the next three guys has double-digit home runs for the Drillers. Gauthier is 0-for-2 with a walk and a sacrifice fly in this game and some really nice work defensively in right field. Takes a high strike down the middle. It's 0-1. Made some over-the-shoulder catches in this game with that wind blowing in and playing kind of shallow. The pitch up high for a ball, it's 1-1. And you really do, you have to play shallow, but obviously a guy gets a hold of one and all of a sudden you're chasing. He has, but he has made the plays. 1-1. Boy, just up and away, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Bases empty, two down, top of the ninth. 5-4 Rockhounds. Stretch into 2-1 by Feltman. That's outside. That's ball three again. Pitches were close. Crowd will grumble a little bit. Some dangerous bats behind Gauthier. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and that's punched right side, and J.J. makes the play. Gets to the bag. Ball game. Inside-out swing from Gauthier. He ripped that thing to first, and J.J. went down at least toward a knee, made a really nice play. Won't get you on anybody's video top 10 list, maybe, but it closed the ball game with an absolute beauty. Well, the Rockhounds open this quick three-game set and the post-All-Star break with a, boy, remarkably different lineup. No Mezers, Harris, Hernandez, or Butler, but they get some production to the Rockhounds from a number of different players. Outstanding performance from Joey Estes on the mound among the performances on this night. And the Rockhounds win this ballgame on a final score of 5-4. So we're back to baseball after the All-Star break and on a victory on their return home. The new-look Rockhounds. Gentlemen, won it all. This Bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Rockhounds win this game by the final score of 5-4. A little bit of everything bringing runs home in this game. Double-check the electronic box against mine just to make sure. 5-4, the final. Each team had 8 base hits. The Drillers had the game's only error. It did no damage. So 4-8-1 for the Drillers. 5-8-0 for the Rockhounds. Drillers left 6 men on base, as did the Hounds in this game. Were no home runs in the ball game. Rockhounds and the Drillers. The winning pitcher in relief is Durbin Feltman. And the defeat goes to Orlando Ortiz, who also gets a blown save in this game and takes the loss. So the Hounds off to a 9-4 start to open the second half. Tulsa falls to 5-8 to open the second half of this season. Quick second look at our ball game coming up from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game, Friday Night Baseball, with an all-star break behind us. Rockhounds 5, Tulsa 4.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
The four-day All-Star break, of course, is always a nice getaway. I hope that all the guys had a chance to, whether they traveled a bunch or just got a chance to get back. But as we found out officially today, and some of it I think was already out there, but none of it was really official from the A's until late this morning, that, boy, this was an eventful 4 days. A couple of former Rockhounds a year ago, Tyler Soderstrom and Zach Neloff going up to the big leagues. And at least in part because of that, three Rockhounds go up to AAA, and they are the top three hitters on the team. Brett Harris, Darryl Hernandez, and Lawrence Butler. So the Rockhounds with basically two-thirds of the lineup, and just, I think, in virtually every way, the top three hitters on the team are all of a sudden gone. And hello, how are you? And the post-All-Star break, the ceremonial second half begins. The Hounds got some very good performances tonight, and among the fellas who was front and center was one of the newcomers, Max Muncy, who drives in fact, the first run of this ballgame. Early on, Ryan Cusick was the starter. He went one inning by design. It was designed he would be the opener tonight. And Nick Mastroianni set the side up and down in order each of the first two innings. And Joey Estes, in relief, comes on in the second inning. He strikes out the first seven batters he faced. In fact, beginning with the final out of the first inning, 10 of 11 batters all struck out. 11 in a row retired by both teams combined, with 10 of the 11 out on whiffs. And after the 10th of those, and that was Caden Trenkel leading off the third, Johnny Butler a triple into the left field corner. Max Muncy in his first double-A at bat, a sharp single up the middle, brings home the game's first run. Drew Swift, a two-out single. Drew went 2-for-4 with a ribby in this game. And Denzel Clark drives in a run with a single to left field. Rockhounds led it 2-0. Estes was brilliant, as mentioned, striking out the first seven batters that he faced. And he keeps the ball game 2-0. Rockhounds going to the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Hounds are getting on the board again. Max Muncy, once again, hit by a pitch this time. Cooper Bowman will bounce into a fielder's choice on a terrific play by third baseman Brandon Lewis. Cooper steals second, steals third. That's 21 out of 22 on the year, by the way. And Drew Swift, a player single to center field. Rockhounds led it 3-0. So Max really is the guy who got on base, and then Cooper replaced him in the fielder's choice and then used his speed to help set the table. And Drew Swift will deliver it. It is still 3-0 going to the top of the seventh inning. But with one man out, Yusniel Diaz a double, Brandon Lewis a single to center. That put runners at the corners. Ismael Alcantara with an RBI infield single, sacrifice fly by Austin Gauthier, and then a wild pitch from Durbin Feldman, who relieved Trey Schupak. It was ironic. He came in with, again, the ball game in a, I'm going to correct myself here, it was already a 4-4 tie. I beg your pardon. I forgot the forgotten RBI double. Thank you very much. Jose Ramos with the RBI double. And that made it a 3-3 ball game, 4-3 ball game, rather.
Thank you.
And the tying run will score on the wild pitch. And, again, it was ironic. because it was an 0-2 pitch sailed high to the backstop, and then Durbin wound that up and followed it up with a strike three of Imanol Vargas to end the inning. But it is a four-run inning for Tulsa on four base hits, including the RBI double by Ramos. So 4-4 after the top of the seventh. Last of the seventh, Rockhounds will tie and break the tie. Johnny Butler's second extra base hit of the game is a leadoff double. Max Muncy, a ground out that keeps Butler at second. The ball was hit to third base. An infield single for Cooper Bowman, and that puts runners at the corners. And from there, as Orlando Ortiz had opened the inning in relief, a pair of wild pitches. On the first of those, Johnny Butler will score, and then two more wild pitches. First of those advances Cooper Bowman to third. He scores on the third of the wild pitches in the inning. So Hounds didn't have a ribby in the seventh, but they tie and break the tie, 5-4 the score. From there, Durbin Feltman, and again, yeah, he did throw the one wild pitch and an inherited runner scored, but he faced seven batters and retired all seven batters, two by strikeout in this game. Real quick to the box score, 2-for-4 today for Drew Swift with an RBI. But, you know, I said he probably won't hit 333 when all is said and done. He's hitting 333. And again, a two-hit game for Johnny Butler. Remarkable. 2-for-4, double and a triple. Johnny getting just 194 overall for the Rockhounds. But went 2-for-4. He has six hits as a Hound, 5 for extras, 3 doubles and 2 triples. And as we said, that is now in 31 at-bats. 2 triples and 31 at-bats alone is remarkable, but boy, he's been the extra base hit kid. Max Muncy's debut is outstanding. He goes 1-for-2 with a run and a ribby. Got on base 2 out of 3 did Max in this ballgame. Cooper Bowman was 1-for-4. He scored 2, and he stole 2 more bases, and it brings, again, that element back to the Rockhounds, to be sure. Cooper, 21 out of 22 on the year. The other numbers we gave you, I think, are correct. 4-8-1 for Tulsa, 5-8-0 for the Rockhounds. The winning pitcher in relief is Durbin Feltman. He is 4-0, 2.87 ERA. The loss to Orlando Ortiz, who is now 1-1. And a 2.25 ERA. Time of the ball game was 2 hours 24 minutes. I think an hour 24. That was the seventh inning, or that's kind of the way it felt. Really good bunch tonight on Zach Gelof bobblehead night, on the evening in which he makes his major league debut. Couldn't have planned it any better. 4,384 watching it. We do know the Tulsa starter tomorrow. Not so sure on the Rockhounds yet. And again, just things changing up a little bit with all of the roster moves. But Nick Prasso will go tomorrow. He is 1-3, but a very good 4.01 ERA. He will go for the Drillers, and we'll check the Hounds upon arrival when we greet you at about 6:50 tomorrow evening. First pitch of our game is scheduled for 7 o'clock. Remind you that there will be fireworks after the game, and we'll wrap the whole thing up on Sunday afternoon, this quick three-game set with a 1 o'clock afternoon matinee. Sunday, Rockhounds and the Drillers. We got to kick the rust off the tires. Do you kick rust off tires? I don't think you do. We'll just get rid of the rust here after that little four-day break. My goodness gracious, get a little better mental capacity tomorrow. We'll greet you just ahead of 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for spending part of your Friday evening with us and getting your weekend going. A 5-4 win for the Rockhounds is how this one will go into the books, as the Hounds now 5-4 to start the second half of the season. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hartz at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And until tomorrow, say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Skelly. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.